Blog Talk Radio.
Down as you turn me down, but this time around I'm not out of you. Hey. see that shit, bitch, you're claiming the fame. And girl, I ain't leaving without you, no. I want your body. Oh, what you drink, what you sip, I got the next round. My titty a goose now. Tell me what's up, conversation, my eyes.
Why should the black man in America concern himself, since we've been away from the African continent for 400 years, 300 or 400 years? Why should we concern ourselves? What impact does what happened to them have upon us? Number one, first you have to realize that up until 1959, Africa was dominated by the colonial powers, and by the colonial powers of Europe having complete control over Africa, they projected the image of Africa negatively. They projected Africa always in a negative light. Jungles, savages, cannibals, nothing civilized. And when, and naturally, it was so negative until you, it was negative to you and me. And you and I began to hate it. We didn't want anybody to tell us anything about Africa, and much less call us an African. And in hating Africa and hating the African, we ended up even hating ourselves without even realizing it. Because you can't hate the roots of a tree and not hate the tree. You can't hate your origin and not end up hating yourself. You can't hate Africa and not hate yourself. And you show me one of these people over here who have been thoroughly brainwashed, who has a negative attitude toward Africa, and I'll show you one that has a negative attitude toward himself. You can't have a negative attitude toward yourself, a positive attitude toward yourself, and a negative attitude toward Africa at the same time. To the same degree that your attitude, that your understanding of an attitude toward Africa becomes positive, you'll find that your understanding of and your attitude toward yourself will also become positive. And this is what the white man knows. So they very skillfully made you and me hate our African identity, our African characteristics. And you know yourself that we have been a people who hated our African characteristics. We hated our hair. We hated the shape of our nose. We wanted one of those long, dog-like noses, you know. Yeah. We hated the color of our skin. Hated the blood of Africa that was in our veins. And in hating our features and our skin and our blood, why, we had to end up hating ourselves. And we hated ourselves. Our color became to us a chain. We felt that it was holding us back. Our color became to us like a prison, which we felt was keeping us confined, not letting us go this way or that way. And we felt that all of these restrictions were based solely upon our color, and the psychological reaction to that would have to be that as long as we felt imprisoned or chained or trapped by black skin, black features, and black blood, that skin and those features and that blood that was holding us back automatically had to become hateful to us. And it became hateful to us. It made us feel inferior. It made us feel inadequate. It made us feel helpless. And when we fell victim to this feeling of inadequacy or inferiority or helplessness, we turned to somebody else to show us the way. We didn't have confidence in another black man to show us the way, or black people to show us the way. In those days, we didn't. We didn't think a black man could do anything but play some horn, you know, some sound, and make you happy with some songs, and in that way. But when an inferior thing, where our food, clothing, and shelter was concerned, and our education was concerned, we turned to the man. We never thought in terms of bringing these things into existence for ourselves. We never thought in terms of doing things for ourselves, because we felt helpless. And what made us feel helpless was our hatred for ourselves. One of the things that made the black Muslim movement grow was its emphasis upon things African. This was the secret to the growth of the black Muslim movement. African blood, African origin, African culture, African ties. And you'd be surprised. We discovered that deep within the subconscious of the black man in this country, he's still more African than he is American. He thinks that he's more American than African because man is jiving him and then man is brainwashing him every day, telling him, you're an American. Man, how could you think you're an American and you have never had any kind of American treat over here? You have never, never. 10 men can be sitting at a table eating, you know, dining. And I can come and sit down where they're dining. They're dining. I got a plate in front of me, but nothing is on it. Because all of us sitting at the same table are all of us diners. I'm not a diner until you let me dine. Then I become a diner. Just being at the table with others who are dining doesn't make me a diner. And this is what you got to get in your head here in this country. Just because you're in this country doesn't make you an American. And no, you got to go farther than that before you can become an American. You got to enjoy the fruits of Americanism. And you haven't enjoyed those fruits. You've enjoyed the thorns. You've enjoyed the thistle, but you have not enjoyed the fruits. No, sir. So I point these things out, brothers and sisters, so that you and I will know the importance in 1965 of being in complete unity with each other, harmony with each other, and not letting the man maneuver us into fighting one another. I say that again that I'm not a racist. I don't believe in any form of segregation or anything like that. I'm for the brotherhood of everybody, but I don't believe in forcing brotherhood upon people who don't want it. As long as we practice brotherhood among ourselves, and then others who want to practice brotherhood with us, we practice it with them also, we're for that. But I don't think that we should run around trying to love somebody who doesn't love us. Thank you.
In this short video, I'm going to assume that you're an educated Christian. You have a college degree, and you've been trained to think logically and rationally about the world we live in. For example, you might be an engineer or scientist, a doctor, pharmacist or nurse, a teacher, a manager or an administrator, a government employee, a business owner, an account rep, an executive, a lawyer, an accountant, a person working in the financial sector or human resources, an architect or designer, a software developer. In other words, you're a smart person. You know how the world works and you know how to think critically. If you're an educated Christian, I would like to talk with you today about an important and interesting question. Have you ever thought about using your college education to think about your faith? Your life and your career demand that you behave and act rationally. Let's apply your critical thinking skills as we discuss 10 simple questions about your religion. Here's an example of the kind of thing I'm talking about. As a Christian, you believe in the power of prayer. According to a recent poll, 3 out of 4 doctors believe that God is performing medical miracles on earth right now. Most Christians believe that God is curing cancers, healing diseases, reversing the effects of poison, and so on. So here's question 1. Why won't God heal amputees? It's a simple question, isn't it? We all know that amputated legs do not spontaneously regenerate in response to prayer. Amputees get no miracles from God. If you're an intelligent person, you have to admit that this is an interesting question. On the one hand, you believe that God answers prayers and performs miracles. On the other hand, you know that God completely ignores amputees when they pray for miracles. How do you deal with this discrepancy? As an intelligent person, you have to deal with it because it makes no sense. In order to handle it, notice that you have to create some kind of rationalization. You have to invent an excuse on God's behalf to explain this strange fact of life. You might say,
"Oh, wow. Greetings and welcome to the Chef Rob Show. I see my guest has shown its face. That's interesting. Well, surface. Show its face, but." Wow. He said he dropped off. I think I scared him. Wow, that's crazy, man. I'd like for him to come back. Yeah, again, greetings. Welcome to the Chef Rob Show here at Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to give him some more time to come on back. Mick Jagger.
play a big thing. I was like, no, you wanna get a fraud. You know you wanna love. We have to play the man called Freddy Big Shit McGregor. Dedicated to all of the lovers one more time.
Welcome back to the Chef Rob Show. Hey, Jerome, you there? Jerome? Oh, come on, man. What are you doing, man? Well, anyway, Jerome's supposed to come back, talk to me about some things. His call dropped. Oh, my goodness. Jerome disagreed with me about a bunch of things, so... wanted to come back and talk again. But Jerome's having phone problems. Fucking up my flow. The fuck is he doing, man? The fuck, man? This shit. You know, that shit a couple of times. I mean, motherfucker like that, you want to bop in the head. Some retarded ass shit, man. You want to get foot out of all that old shit. He wanted to go ahead and holler at me. I said, okay. And he's supposed to brought a bunch of his buddies. Ain't none of them fucking showed up. They just keep sending me little messages, sending jabs at me. So anyway, enjoy this one for a moment. Hopefully we can get it back on. Okay. aroma.
Yes, sir.
And hey, you still on the train, ain't you, man?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear the train, man.
Yeah, I'm out of the subway.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay. So, did you hear that little thing I played earlier?
Yes, I did.
What did you think about that, man? Which one did you hear? Wait a minute. Which one did you hear?
Well, I mean, I heard the reference to the intelligence, and if you are intelligent, you believe that prayer can heal limbs.
Yeah.
That it cannot heal limbs.
Hey, you want to hear it again? Because, you know, I want you to get clarity on it. I play that one more time, man. I want you to know what's going on, okay?
All right.
In this short video, I'm going to assume that you're an educated Christian. You have a college degree, and you've been trained to think logically and rationally about the world we live in. For example, you might be an engineer or scientist, a doctor, pharmacist, or nurse, a teacher, a manager or an administrator, a government employee, a business owner, an account rep, an executive, a lawyer, an accountant, a person working in the financial sector or human resources, an architect or designer, a software developer. In other words, you're a smart person. You know how the world works, and you know how to think critically. If you're an educated Christian, I would like to talk with you today about an important and interesting question. Have you ever thought about using your college education to think about your faith? Your life and your career demand that you behave and act rationally. Let's apply your critical thinking skills as we discuss 10 simple questions about your religion. Here's an example of the kind of thing I'm talking about. As a Christian, you believe in the power of prayer. According to a recent poll, 3 out of 4 doctors believe that God is performing medical miracles on earth right now. Most Christians believe that God is curing cancers, healing diseases, reversing the effects of poison, and so on. So here's question 1. Why won't God heal amputees? It's a simple question, isn't it? We all know that amputated legs do not spontaneously regenerate in response to prayer. Amputees get no miracles from God. If you're an intelligent person, you have to admit that this is an interesting question. On the one hand, you believe that God answers prayers and performs miracles. On the other hand, you know that God completely ignores amputees when they pray for miracles. How do you deal with this discrepancy? As an intelligent person, you have to deal with it because it makes no sense. In order to handle it, notice that you have to create some kind of rationalization. You have to invent an excuse on God's behalf to explain this strange fact of life. You might say,
Jerome, you there?
I'm still here.
So what did you think about that? Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it.
So what did you think about that?
What do I think? I think that in my logic, that you from an understanding that I'm getting from it is saying that certain specific things are used to say that reason why God or the religion is real. Because of the word miracle.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. That's what I got it from.
Now,
okay. As far as specifics that it referenced to, I do have logical thinking. You know, limbs just don't grow out of nowhere.
Right.
Whether or not I pray for it or not, I know it's not going to happen.
So you can. Okay.
That's logical.
Okay, here, listen to a little bit more.
Well, God must have some kind of special plan for amputees. So you invent your excuse, whatever it is, and then you stop thinking about it because it's uncomfortable. Here's another example. As a Christian, you believe that God cares about you and answers your prayers. So the second question is, why are there so many starving people in our world? Look out at our world and notice that millions of children are dying of starvation. It really is horrific. Why would God be worried about you getting a raise while at the same time ignoring the prayers of these desperate, innocent little children? It doesn't make sense, does it? Why would a loving God do this? To explain it, you have to come up with some kind of very strange excuse for God. Like, God wants these children to suffer and die for some divine, mysterious reason. Then you push it out of your mind because it absolutely does not fit with your view of a loving, caring God. Third question. Why does God demand the death of so many innocent people in the Bible? Look up these verses. Exodus 30. You have a college degree, so you know what I'm talking about. You know how science works. You happily use the products of science every day. Your car, your cell phone, your microwave oven, your TV, your computer. These are all products of the scientific process. You know that science is incredibly important to our economy and to our lives. But there's a problem. As an educated person, you know that the Bible contains all sorts of information that's total nonsense from a scientific perspective. God did not create the world in 6 days, 6,000 years ago, like the Bible says. There was never a worldwide flood that covered Mount Everest, like the Bible says. Jonah did not live inside a fish's stomach for 3 days, like the Bible says. God did not create Adam from a handful of dust, like the Bible says. These stories are all nonsense.
Welcome back, brother. Brother Jerome?
I'm here.
What do you think about what you just heard?
Well, I think that as you share these specific stories which are in the Bible, I think it's still saying the same thing. Well, I mean, I'm not disputing that, because I wasn't there. I can't. I can't.
You make me laugh, Jerome.
I'm not trying to make you laugh.
Well, I need that good laugh, man. I had a rough week, man. Rough.
But I'm not trying to make you laugh.
Well, I want you. Well, I'm thanking you anyway, man. Here, you need to hear some more, because I don't. You still ain't getting it. Hold on.
Our world only makes sense when you understand that God is imaginary. This is how intelligent, rational people know that God is imaginary. When you use your brain and when you think logically about your religious faith, you can reach only one possible conclusion. The God that you have heard about since you were an infant is completely imaginary. You have to willfully discard rationality and accept hundreds of bizarre rationalizations to believe in your God. Now, let me ask you one last question. Why should you care? What difference does it make if people want to believe in a God even if he is imaginary? It matters because people who believe in imaginary beings are delusional. It matters because people who talk to imaginary beings are delusional. It matters because people who believe in imaginary superstitions like prayer are delusional. It's that simple and that obvious. Your religious beliefs hurt you personally and hurt us as a species because they are delusional. The belief in...
Brother Jerome?
I'm here.
Did you understand what he was just saying?
Yes, I do have...
Did you get hit by a truck?
Say what?
You didn't get hit. It sounded like you got hit by a truck.
Did I get hit by a truck?
Yeah, it sounded like it. Okay, but what do you think about what he did?
I'm all in one piece.
Oh, thanks. What do you think about what he just said?
I'm on my side right now. What do I think?
Yeah. Jerome?
Here's what I think. Under the scenario that you have given me, and you've given me many scenarios here, you're saying we're just here to exist. There's no rhyme or reason for us being here. We're just a species that's born to live and to die.
Exactly. You see it every day with plants and animals. Yeah, man. That's it. you can't accept that, huh?
Say, can I accept that?
Nah, you can't accept that, huh?
I'm not sure what you mean by can I accept it.
Well, we're here to look at the plants and animals. I mean, it's the same thing with them. You got to look at the world around you.
Well, this is just the nature.
Yes, exactly. It's an illusion. You need to worry about, you need to think about where you really at.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Wait, let me brace myself. Take a deep breath.
Logically,
all right, I'm ready.
Logically speaking, if you don't play the lottery, can you win?
Hold on, man. Wait a minute. Let me throw that in there, man. The lottery is a game. It's a shell game, man. You know, it's making some people rich, man. You know, it ain't doing. Forget the lottery. Go ahead. Give me another one.
No, I said if you don't play the lottery, can you win?
Man, forget the lottery, man. What did I just tell you, man? Forget that. I don't even want to discuss that. Don't throw that in those scenarios. Find some other way to deal with it. Give me another one.
No, but I'm trying to listen. You gave me the logic. You went through some passages, or not even passages,
Oh, you want to hear some more? You ready to hear some more? Hold on, I'll let you hear some more because I don't think you still ain't ready yet.
Why would an all-knowing God write nonsense? It makes no sense, does it? So you create some type of very strange excuse to try to explain why the Bible contains total nonsense. Question 5. Why is God such a huge proponent of slavery in the Bible? And why do all intelligent people abhor slavery and make it completely illegal? You have to come up with some kind of weird rationalization to explain it. Question 6. Why do bad things happen to good people? It makes no sense. You've created an exotic excuse on God's behalf to rationalize it. Question 7. Why didn't any of Jesus' miracles in the Bible leave behind any evidence? It's very strange, isn't it? You've created an excuse to rationalize it. Question number 8. How do we explain the fact that Jesus has never appeared to you? Jesus is all-powerful and timeless, but if you pray for Jesus to appear, nothing happens. You have to create a weird rationalization to deal with this discrepancy. Now, let me show you something remarkable. What if you instead assume that God's imaginary? A funny thing happens. The answers to every one of these questions make complete sense. Just look at all 10 questions as an intelligent person would. Why won't God heal amputees? Because God is imaginary and he doesn't answer any prayers. Every answered prayer is actually a coincidence. All scientific evidence supports this conclusion. Why are there so many starving people in our world? Because God is imaginary and he's therefore unable to answer their prayers. Why does God demand the death of so many innocent people in the Bible? Because God is imaginary and the Bible was actually written by ridiculous, ruthless men rather than any sort of all-loving being. Why does the Bible contain so much anti-scientific nonsense? Ditto, primitive men wrote the Bible, not an all-knowing being. Why is God such a huge proponent of slavery? Ditto. Why do bad things happen to good people? Because God is imaginary and bad things happen at the same statistical rates to everyone. Why didn't any of Jesus' miracles in the Bible leave behind any evidence? Because God is imaginary and Jesus' miracles are myths. How do we explain the fact that Jesus has never appeared to you?
Brother Jerome?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you get any of that?
100%.
You sure? You need to hear it again?
Right here. Huh?
So you need to hear it again?
Here's the question. So you're saying death means nothing, life means nothing.
I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything.
I'm asking you to go ahead with what
that guy said, and you did. See, you're doing it again, man. That's not answering the question. What did that guy say? Address what he said.
Well, I mean, I've addressed.
You asking me questions? Don't ask me no damn question. Address what he said. Damn, they shooting at you now? What the fuck is all that? The hell?
Play on. Let me hear the next one.
Wait a minute. You evading it. What are you doing here, man? What do you mean hear the next one?
Well,
you didn't address none of that, man.
I am addressing.
You know you're not. You're evading it. Hey, let me give you one, the beginning one. You know, he's talking about amputees. Okay, let's deal with that one. You ain't nobody growing back no limbs, are they? It's just because you pray you can grow back your limbs?
Well, we know that you can't, right? But you did say critical.
Did that answer my question, man?
No. That's your answer. Nobody's growing limbs back.
Okay.
Next question.
So if you go ahead and you pray, how come you can't grow your limbs back?
I don't know that. I can't answer that one. You can't answer.
Wait a minute, man.
Okay, give me the next one. No, I mean, I am answering your question. I'm not trying to evade or...
So is it more important to go ahead and pray to be rich or to pray to go ahead and feed starving babies?
So is it? No, well, I mean, you have to have faith. You have to believe.
Okay, well, them starving babies got faith and they still starving. Drunk?
Yes.
I mean, deal with that. You still got starving babies.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so why are that? Why are they starving babies? They got religion in their life. Why is that happening?
Well, maybe it was we're overpopulated.
Who makes that decision?
I'm answering
your
question.
To control the population. Who makes that decision?
No, let me answer your question. Maybe.
You don't say no shit like that, man. That shit wrong.
No. Why you won't let me answer your question?
Go ahead.
Now, when you want me to answer, you cut me off. The answer is that we are not in control of anything. Okay? Now, whether or not we believe in the Word or believe in the Bible or believe there is no Bible, we're still not in control. Okay? We didn't create all of this. And at the end of the day, we can debate whether or not the Bible is a joke. Am I correct? That's what you feel?
Yeah. At this point, at this stage, yeah, it is.
Well, I mean, it might be a joke to you, but
if you lived, look at Jerome, you a Christian, you know, you can't be you ain't supposed to be no part time, half time, you know, 10-5, be a full time Christian. So if you lived your life through that Bible, man, there's a lot of shit you wouldn't be doing, man, a whole lot.
Okay, so there's even in your quest. Say that some of the things that you say, okay, then you say you don't believe. You believe in something.
You flipped the question. You didn't address stuff from that video, man. You didn't address any of that. You tried to flip the question back on me.
I did not address it to the point that saying that. Now you got to listen to the beginning of the video. It said, "Are you intelligent? If you are intelligent, okay." Now I'm not sitting here saying that I'm not intelligent. Hold on, man.
Hey, man, hold on. Somebody's been holding, and they had their hand up. 773-614. Your line is open. Hey, Jerome.
Yes, sir.
I want you to hear this one real quick, man. Listen to this. Listen to this one. This one's wild. Okay.
Here's a a well-known fact, all you unsafe trash out there have no idea what constitutes a Bible-based marriage. And here's a little-known secret, neither do Christians. And that's why the Lord has called upon me, America's best Christian, to teach all of you his definition of marriage. Pay close attention because he's rather inventive. In the beginning of time, say, 6,000 years ago, God created one man and one woman. They had two children, both had penises. You might inquisitively ask, Lord, if Adam and Eve only had boys, where did the grandchildren come from? Trust me, you're not going to like his reply. A Bible-based marriage is between one man, one woman, and the son she produces after he's killed his only brother. A family that slays and lays together stays together. True story. Abraham, the father of three faiths, two of them total rubbish, married his sister. As if that wasn't sordid enough, slutty sister Sarah invited Abraham to have sex with her maid, someone named Hagar. Such an appallingly butch name. A Bible-based marriage is between one man and his sister. And the help. Goodness me, Lord, the help? Doing the help? I don't even speak to mine. Wait, what's the Lord's favorite way to punish a man who rapes an unmarried virgin? Anyone? Marriage, yes. A Bible-based marriage is between one woman and a rapist. Mazel tov. Remember how God turned Lot's wife into a pillar of kosher salt? So a Bible-based marriage can sometimes be between one man and a kitchen condiment. Bon appetit. So what do you do if you run out of close relatives or servants to marry? Well, the rather crafty Lord has a fabulous tip. Just drive over to the nearest town and murder everyone who either has a penis or has seen one. Then just round up all the virgins who are left. Of course, you don't need to take a big truck if you try this and say, America. A Bible-based marriage is between one man, a gal who's kidnapped and raped right after her brother, father, mother, and slutty sister are slaughtered. Remember, in the Bible, it's not rape if the man says, I do. King David had a fabulous collection of wives and a harem absolutely chock full of athletic concubines, whom the Lord had raped by David's son because the Lord was in a snit over some drama concerning that troublemaking tramp Bathsheba. A Bible-based marriage is between one man, a woman, another woman, yet another woman, a few more women, an adulterer, and a pack of raped whores. In a galling show of one-upmanship, David's son, King Solomon, had 700 wives, and because God loves to round up, 300 concubines, which are really just live-in whores. A Bible-based marriage is between one man and, frankly, enough booty to make a Mormon compound seem quaintly understaffed. So what do you do when you can't afford even one wife, much less a pack of in-house hookers, but you still have your little heart set on having a son? Well, the Lord shrewdly suggests that you inveigle a slave into violating your daughter. Voila! Problem solved. A Bible-based marriage is between one man, daddy's little girl, and the slave daddy hired to rape her. Try getting a Hallmark card for that. The whole concept of marriage apparently bored bachelor Jesus to tears, other than encouraging his buddies to abandon their wives. About all Jesus said on the subject was that once you do it, that's it, no running off to Babylon to get a divorce. So clearly, in the Bible, you can have as many wives as you want, just as long as you have them all at once. So let's recap the Lord's idea of the perfect marriage. It is between one man and his sister, and a rapist, kitchen condiment, gal who's kidnapped and raped a few more women, an adulterer, and a pack of raped whores. 700 wives, 300 concubines, and the help, and a son who has murdered his brother. But it is not.
Greetings. Welcome back.
Brother Jerome, what did you think about that?
What did I think?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think that you have agreed that that we're just here. And so within that realm, is it, what is the agenda? Is the agenda now to make sure that everybody hears this so that they can put their faith in something or what? Well, how does that work?
Ron, what the hell are you talking about?
No, it's a question. It's not what I'm saying is that
that didn't go ahead and address nothing that lady said.
Well, I mean, how can you address a question of listen, logically speaking, if there was Adam and Eve, if there was, okay, and there were two people, where did everybody else come from?
That's what I'm asking you. That's exactly what I'm asking you.
From the union of those two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So after that, everybody is logically speaking.
But if you read that, you read and see, you don't throw no logic in that. I'm trying to tell you, boy, listen here. You can look at it logically, and you read that story and say, hey, look, you know, Cain, he left the Garden of Eden and came with a wife that he knew. And that's what I keep trying to get you to look at, man. You ain't paying attention to that part.
Okay.
So when she asked you, she said, hey, look, hey, if Adam and Eve had two sons, where'd the grandkids come from? So you, Jerome, where'd the grandkids come from?
It is apparent that Eve had more than just she. Listen.
It's apparently.
Let me answer your question. If you know that there was only one woman and one man, and logically and apparently that a female had to eventually come from somewhere.
That's logic.
Okay.
That's what I'm putting. I'm applying logic. But this ain't saying nothing about that.
It doesn't have to.
It don't have to.
No, it doesn't have to.
Wow.
You should understand. Listen, you should understand that yourself. It's not giving you. It's not giving you a blow by blow presentation of everything that happened and where were the. There's no Facebook. You know,
wow.
There's no. Okay, we can go back into something that happened. What? How many years ago?
Wow, man. Wow.
Talk to me. Listen. Talk to me now. You're saying logically. And I could.
Hold on, Jerome. Hold on. You know what, man? You lost me a long time ago, man. I mean, what are you talking about?
You lost me, man.
I mean, I'm trying to keep. You lost me. That got nothing to do with what I just said or the video.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
I don't get it. I didn't see it. All of the issues you pointed out in the video, you address one of those, or were you listening?
I think that it does have a lot to do with it. That's all. I mean, you're asking for specific questions.
Exactly. I'm not going to. I don't need vague or generalities. I need to be right there, pinpoint it. It makes sense. I'm listening.
Well, what makes sense is that if you and I are on the same page, that we do agree, if we do, and I am making an assumption to say...
You're wrong, brother. Hold on. I said it makes sense. I wasn't telling you to go ahead and address me. I'm telling you it makes sense of that video.
Okay. The sense of the video is that we know that there were Adam and Eve, and Adam and Eve had to have offspring. As far as the timeline of when and where and who came after this one, who came before that, we have no clue because they don't tell us. Now,
okay, so why they don't tell you?
Because I just told you, they don't give you a full timeline. The same thing that you're doing, you're showing me. You're sharing with me this. Yeah, we know there was incest going on, but the word had to come from somewhere.
Oh.
The word incest had to come from somewhere. So we know that if we started from two people, there's no way that there's not any incest.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm real nasty there, Jerome.
Wow. Talk to me. Now, you understand what? Does that make sense to you?
That sounds nasty.
No. Is that not logic? Not whether or not it's not written down word for word, blow by blow, hit for hit. Is that not logical?
You have to figure it out. That's what you're telling me?
No. I'm asking you a specific question. Isn't it, if it was two people, a male and a female, and if they did populate the earth, isn't it logical that the two of them had to have, there had to be some incest down the road. That's a yes or no question.
It's not a yes or no question. It's possible, but here's the thing, man. You know, what you're doing is you're going ahead and flipping it, but
flipping.
Yeah, you are. You know, let me make my point. Man. I don't see how you can go ahead and you what you're doing is trying to flip it. You didn't address anything that was saying about that video.
Yeah. She mentioned that there was incest. There was two guys. Now we know that if there were two guys.
What you're doing is you're legitimizing the whole damn story is what you're doing.
No, I'm answering your question. You what she spoke of was that she had that there were two sons. So where did the wife come from? It had to come from who? From Eve.
You putting logic in the story, but they didn't write that in the book.
What book?
Your Bible.
No. Well, you know there's things missing in the book.
Oh, I don't know there's nothing missing. I'm going to borrow it. This is supposed to be a history right here. This is supposed to be the thing.
Come on now.
So if this thing, you know, that we need to be paying attention to, it shouldn't be nothing missing. You ain't supposed to be blanks, and that's what you're doing, filling in the blanks.
No, I'm not filling in any blanks. You know
that. But you just did that. You said about logic and it had to be a woman around. You go ahead. Come on, man. You filling in the blanks.
But wait, you need to listen to what, listen to me now. You need to listen to the beginning of your first, the last video that you played where it says, are you an educated person? Now, if I'm not educated, then I would say that, nothing else happened but what is in this book. No, there are other things. That we, listen, within that time, there are so many things that happened that we know nothing about because we weren't there. Talk to me now.
I'm trying, man. You're just tickling the shit out of me.
Wait. What's the tickling?
Man, you're making me laugh because you're filling in the blanks. That's what you're doing.
Blank?
Look, man, the story got a lot of holes in it. So what you're doing is you're putting, you know, you doing your little tuck point thing to go ahead and make sure make sure the story is solid. That's what you're doing.
Okay. What story is solid? Listen.
The Adam and Eve shit. We just said it.
Well, you're the one has expressed to me that before we can get anywhere, we got to get out of Genesis. Am I correct?
Yeah. I said it that way.
I'm talking about you and I conversation. You said before we can go anywhere, we got to make it out of Genesis first.
Oh, okay. I get you now. My fault. I get you now.
Am I correct?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so we're out of Genesis.
Out of Genesis? It's still some more shit there. Okay, well, all them grandsons, okay? All them sons. Who they mamas?
We'll never know that, will we?
There you go. You're running from it.
We'll never know.
No, it don't just stop now, with Cain. So you got Cain. He found a wife. Okay, so he screwed his sister, which is disgusting.
That's right.
Then you go ahead and you let the little girl. She said he screwed his mama.
It's not.
Okay, so just hold on. And then like what you were saying, you know, that, I'm telling you, that's sick, man. I'm about to make me vomit. But then Cain, he had a son. So who was Cain's son's wife? What did he do? He went back and screwed his grandmama? Come on, what are you telling me?
Maybe he did. But it's not disgusting because if there were two people.
Wait. Let's address what I just said. Who was the woman giving birth? Who did they go out and find? Read the story. Read it.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Uh-oh. Hold on, let me breathe again. Yeah, hit me.
Very, very simple question. Wait. There's somewhere in this whole piece of logic and understanding and misunderstanding and all of that kind of stuff, you either believe that it started with two people or you don't. And if you don't, listen to me.
Is that your response, man? Come on. You can do better than that, Jerome. It's like you running.
No, let me finish. Let me set the table here. Okay.
Oh, man, Jerome.
Let me set the table, okay? Now, either you believe that we started from two people. If, listen, if in fact we started with two people, it is obvious that those two people had to populate the earth. Now, if you're saying, on the other hand, oh, maybe there was other people, or maybe it wasn't what the Bible says, that two people started this, minus the snake by your standards, because there's no such thing as a talking snake. Okay, so it's apparent that something in this book, something you believe is true.
Me? I do?
Yeah, because you're saying that there were two people, and where did everybody else come from? You know they had to come from somewhere.
You did it again. Now you're going to flip it back on me.
Yeah, because you're the one that's, I don't hear anybody else on the show. You're the one saying.
You still didn't want to address my question. You still don't want to address. See that, man?
I did address it. I said that it had to be either his if there was an Eve, or it had to, pardon?
Go ahead, man.
So have I addressed your question?
Hell no. Hell no.
So who do you think it was then?
Yeah, let me ask you this again.
No, who do you think is the wife?
What, no damn wife? That's who I think it is. Nah, you ain't asked me that question to go ahead and make it a legitimate story. No, it wasn't no damn wife, because none of them people existed.
None of them existed. So Adam and Eve didn't exist.
Hell no. That's some bullshit.
Who started? Who cranked it up?
Who cranked it up?
Yeah. So we just came out of a puff of smoke. Sounds like a miracle there, doesn't it?
That ain't no damn miracle.
No, no, no.
Ain't
you're saying miracles.
Miracle, man.
Wait, now. You're saying miracles don't happen. How did we get here then? Huh? No, I want you to answer that one for me. How did we get here if there's no miracles?
Oh, Jerome, please, man.
Work with me here, my brother. Work with me.
I've been trying, Jerome. You know, I wish I can tap this phone and hit you in your head, wake your ass up.
But I just want you to answer that one question for me. If you say that whole Bible does not exist, how did we get here?
That's a hard, you know what? No one knows that. But I just can't accept that Bible story.
Oh, so you
just
don't
can't
know how we got
Bible it. Story. I really cannot accept that Bible story. That shit makes no fucking sense.
No. So you're trying to say that no miracles can happen.
I'm trying to tell your ass to answer my damn question. Here it is again. I said, okay, well, look. Cain, who he had sex with to get his son.
We know it was a female.
And who his son had sex with to get his son. So right now we only got one woman there. So they was all screwing the grandmama, the great-grandmama. That's nasty, right?
No, they might have been. But we're here, aren't we?
Man, that shit sounds crazy.
No, we're here. So it ain't crazy. See, you're the one that logically is saying something is crazy, and yet...
Okay, but here it is. But okay, look, when you look at that story, I think there's about five different births after that. So, damn. Five. I mean, she should have been dead after by my man, like that, you know, that great-grandson.
We're here. So you can't defy that whatever
that shit ain't making no sense. You ain't making no sense. You ain't making no damn sense.
100% sense.
I told you that shit don't make no fucking sense, man. The fuck?
So have I helped you with
You ain't helped me. Wait. This wasn't no lesson for me. Wait a minute. Don't be saying no shit like that.
Yeah, this was a lesson.
It wasn't no lesson.
You can tell me.
This is what you just go ahead and strengthening.
No.
How
no,
I feel
no.
about the whole damn.
You played a video of a lady stating or a man stating that there's no logic in the Bible. There's no.
Hell no.
Logic.
You want to hear it again?
No. Let me finish what I'm saying. And yet, how did you get here?
No one knows that shit. Because look, when you go ahead and you look at that Bible and say in the beginning, how the fuck do they know? And then when you go ahead and you say, hey, look, man, you know, another thing that bothers me is, like, hey, you know, God created man in his own image. I'm like, I got a lot of trouble with that one, that dude.
Why is that?
Oh, come on, man. I got a lot of problems with that one.
Why?
I got a lot of problems with that. Okay. But who was that original man then?
Adam.
And so you see a lot of different races of people. So what was
okay.
Adam? So what was Adam then? Was he a white man?
No,
was he a white man? What was it?
It doesn't matter.
It only matters. Man,
no,
see, that's that problem is that we ain't recognizing that there's a problem.
Why? Why is there a problem?
Recognizing that that is our
is
problem.
More
that we know there's a problem. There's something fucking wrong with it.
No. Is it more important that you exist or whether or not the first man was Chinese or Puerto Rican?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Why?
You know why it does?
Why?
Because you got certain individuals think they're privileged to go ahead and do what they do because of who they are.
Yeah, well, that's
and they can go ahead and treat other people like shit because I'm like this. They put it out there to go ahead and make you think that, hey, look, they better than you because you got them image.
Who put it out there?
See that? You don't want to address the issues, man.
No, but I'm saying who are you saying put it out there?
We done went way off them videos to go ahead and coming at me.
Uh-oh.
You're doing that Matrix shit again. Stop that bullshit, man.
You know I'm not coming at you. All I'm saying is I'm not trying to justify. I'm trying to get you to see just what you're trying to get me to see. No. I'm trying to get you to see just what you're trying to get me to see. Where is the logic?
How are you doing that by going ahead and turning flipping questions on me? That's some bullshit, man.
You haven't told me the logic in you trying to justify that certain things happened that you weren't there.
So how the fuck can you go ahead and justify from your end? What are you talking about?
No, I'm not trying to justify. I'm not trying to do that. I only that from you demanded and you requested that I answer your question from what I think, okay?
And you never did. You turned around and made a question for me.
I said that if it was two people.
Man, go ahead. Move on past that, man. I'm going to throw something else at you, man. You're going to move past Kane, okay?
You got to come for real now.
Let me ask you about that flood thing, man, and Noah.
If they could build the Titanic.
That's two different eras, man. I mean, that don't make me. I don't see how you can tie the two together. Okay, look.
So what
did Noah and them do? Noah did that thing that Adam and Eve did. They repopulated the earth, didn't they?
That's what it says.
Wow. You really think that, man?
Now, let me ask you a question.
Oh, see, here we see. There you go again.
And this is no Jedi mind trick.
Yes, it is. All your shit is.
No, it's a question, not a statement.
Go on in, man.
Okay. Where was, so you don't believe there was a ark at all?
Hell no. The dimensions don't add up. How can you account for kangaroos and polar bears? I've been to Australia, man. Don't be talking crazy. I've been there. So motherfuckers be talking shit, man. No, not to me. I've been to Australia. So I ain't seen kangaroos, wallabies, and all that other shit. Snakes, crazy-ass snakes, and fucking millions of frogs and rats. I've been there. Account for them. House animals.
Account
for them. House animals, marsupials.
I'm not going to try to count for it.
Noah's Ark don't count for that. I do.
It's not an issue with me. You have to understand.
See, I keep throwing all this shit to go ahead. I keep throwing these things at you to go ahead and let you see that, hey, look, there's some holes in this fucking story. And you keep on trying to legitimize the story by going ahead and filling it in by going being that master tuck.
I have not tried to legitimize that story.
Yeah.
right now at this point, it's not going to make me because see you have not clarified.
I haven't. No, you just haven't accepted it. That's all, man. You just have that's been the thing. You just ain't accepted it. I ain't threw it at you a bunch of different ways. Just go ahead and things for you to go ahead and work with, and you just go ahead and try to flip the question around to me. That's some Jedi mind shit. I told you, man. What the fuck you talking about?
You know I'm not a Jedi. But here's something for you. Here's something for you.
You're practicing
here's
Jedi.
What
it is, man.
No, okay. Let me just share this with you.
Okay.
We have the ability to think and use our brains and our logic to better things. That is correct. And so if the influence that you get from reading the words and it influences you to better better the planet, better the community, better yourself, better people. What is wrong with that?
Are you serious?
No, I asked you a question. I asked you a question.
Hold on. I'm dealing with you. I'm dealing with that shit, man. You said better the planet. One of the things that bugs me about that is that in the Bible it says man has dominion over the animals and all that other shit. But you look around. It's most of these damn Christians talking about drill for oil in different places and global warming is a myth and a whole bunch of other crazy ass shit.
Okay, so what does it matter if you're a Christian or you're not a Christian? So it's okay for the non.
Like I said, I'm telling your ass, go ahead. Say it again. Man.
Is it okay for the non Christians to drill for oil?
Crazy ass shit, man. You ain't had no business saying that. Thing got shit to do with what I fucking said, man.
Work with me. That's all I'm saying.
Your ass that these fucking crazy. That's what I'm telling you. And when you think like that, your ass crazy too.
Well, why would I be crazy? Why are you want to make me crazy because of my belief?
I'll play old boy again, man, because I don't think you got it. You said you delusional.
Delusional in what respect?
Now, let me show you something remarkable. What if you instead assume that God's imaginary? A funny thing happens. The answers to every one of these questions make complete sense. Just look at all 10 questions as an intelligent person would. Why won't God heal amputees? Because God is imaginary and he doesn't answer any prayers. Every answered prayer is actually a coincidence. All scientific evidence supports this conclusion. Why are there so many starving people in our world? Because God is imaginary and he's therefore unable to answer their prayers. Why does God demand the death of so many innocent people in the Bible? Because God is imaginary and the Bible was actually written by ridiculous, ruthless men rather than any sort of all-loving being. Why does the Bible contain so much anti-scientific nonsense? Ditto. Primitive men wrote the Bible, not an all-knowing being. Why is God such a huge proponent of slavery? Ditto. Why do bad things happen to good people? Because God is imaginary and bad things happen at the same statistical rates to everyone. Why didn't any of Jesus' miracles in the Bible leave behind any evidence? Because God is imaginary and Jesus' miracles are myths. How do we explain the fact that Jesus has never appeared to you?
Okay, Jerome, okay.
I'm
listening.
I'm with you.
Are you with me, man? I'm.
I am with you, not against you.
What does that mean, man?
That means that the specific questions that have been raised, I don't have a problem with it because those specific questions...
Don't have a problem with it. Hey, let me cut you off again.
Why
see, 10 questions is just another angle that you go ahead and show you that stuff is crazy. But go ahead.
What? Wait. When you say stuff is crazy, listen. I could work with you on this if you can show me that if there's zero in that Bible that is true. You cannot say that. You can't say it. Now, you have come up with your basis that what is not true and what it is true is the story that you have given. You understand what I'm saying?
See, what you did, you're just going to pick and choose what's right.
That's
what's
wrong, what you right? just did. No, that's what you just did. Because my question to you.
I didn't pick and choose. But you're doing a good job. I ain't picking and choosing. Well, I'm taking it from the beginning. I told you, if that book don't have a firm foundation, it ain't no good. Just like a house. House need a good firm foundation to go ahead and stay upright. This thing ain't got no firm foundation, so why you keep going to go ahead and try to turn me to the rest of the book? I'm trying to tell you, let's deal with the beginning.
Oh, I'm not trying to turn you to the book at all. All I'm saying, my only thing that I'm saying to you is that, do you believe anything in that book?
Hell no.
Okay.
No.
So you say,
and it don't make no fucking sense. You ready?
You've answered my question. I mean,
what was your question?
I asked you, did you believe, you don't believe anything that's in that book? So there's no way that you can be convinced Jump Street that there was even an Adam and Eve. So why would the question of whether or not Cain had a wife have any significance? Why would
what
it have
the hell did you just say? What the fuck was that, man?
You hear what I'm saying?
Hell no.
I think you do. You're very intelligent.
I didn't understand that shit didn't make no sense, man.
And it's like, now you're trying to use a Jedi mind trick on me. I think you understand what I'm saying 152%. And that's no Jedi mind trick either. Now, if you're telling me that the Bible... Listen, okay, now let me ask you a question then. Let's take a step back. Can we take a step back?
Hey, school me, man. Let's do this.
Let's take a step by that. Do you believe in the Holy Quran?
Hell no, it's the same fucking book. Next.
Well, there's no need of me asking you about any other book.
Shit, what else you want? Do you want the Torah? No, that's the same bullshit.
So the only book you believe in is how to build a house. That book is
See, what you just showed me is another problem. See, you going on just one book. You got to go ahead and bring a bunch of them into the fray, man. You got to do some real study.
So what? Okay. Listen, now let me ask you a question here. What is the purpose of being upset? Because none of this makes any sense.
Upset?
No, I said none of this makes any sense. You're saying that we're just going to live and die. So why worry about whether or not somebody likes you?
Look, man, for black folks need to know where they came from and know who they really are. You cannot know where you came from. And that's the biggest thing that need to be put out there. And so just you proving to go ahead that we've been brainwashed to go ahead and thinking that there's other shit, so we ain't looking at, what's really going on. It's a lot of shit being fucked up, man. It's a lot of black folks going ahead and being put behind the ball and going ahead and being crushed. And when I was trying to explain to you earlier about black wealth being 20 times less than white wealth in America, and you didn't want to really address that issue. And I'm trying to tell you, that's a problem. We need to look at that. This is why we got so much crime and stuff. You work in an industry where you deal with people who've gotten a whole lot of, they've got a background, okay? Or some other people that don't, but it's a lot of people that's looking for employment, and they come to you and they talk to you, man. There's a reason why these things are like that, man. This is what you got to look at. And one of the roots of that bullshit is that Bible. That is part of our history. You must look at our history in this damn place. And that's what I'm trying to get you to really address, and you don't want to address that.
But can I say something here?
Oh, man, see, here you go again, man. I'm going to take this pencil and stick it right through this phone. I hope I hit you in the eye, man. You listen to me. Address what I just said.
I'm finna address it. Now, you have people. You're saying is a lot of this stuff is because of the Bible. That's a bunch of crock. I didn't cut you off. Because I'm addressing what you just said. You said a lot of this. What about these people can't even read, have never even opened the Bible? Now, because of the Bible, they're doing out there doing stupid things. Because of the Bible, and they haven't never read it. They never opened it. They never tried to get an understanding of it. So how did the Bible do that to them?
Are you addressing today, or are you addressing that history part? Okay.
No, I'm addressing what you just said.
I know what I just said, but you're not addressing what happened yesterday, what brought you here. If somebody break your window, you ain't going to go ahead and backtrack and try to figure out, you know, who broke your window and why?
Of course.
Exactly. God damn it. There's a broken window in our fucking house. And fucking air, it's cold outside, and it's fucking up the house. We need to figure out what the fuck happened there, man. Do you understand that? That's as simple as I can put it. And so one of the fucking things is fucking up the house and going ahead and making it cold and freezing, fucking everybody up and giving them disease and shit is that goddamn Bible. Because they ain't thinking about shit else with that fucking book. They ain't thinking about closing that goddamn window because they feel
about,
like, hey, this came from God. Somebody told me this came from God because it came through the goddamn window.
No. What about the ones that have never opened the Bible? Cannot
even
read.
You ain't listen to the history, man. This book has been forced on us for a lot of goddamn years. That wasn't our shit. So I'm gonna ask you a question. According to that book, it got guidelines on how to treat your slaves. Do you know that some black folks in America were slaves at one time? Do you know that? Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
How much aware of that are you really aware of?
How much?
Yeah.
I know that from the
Can
story,
you tell me anybody in your family that was a slave? Do you know that far back?
No, I don't know that. I never met any of my grandparents.
You didn't meet your grandparents. You didn't go ahead and check and see what the story's like. See, my one thing I love about my mom's family, they did something like that, man, and it touched me. And I found out that a lot of my relatives who came from the West Coast, and they had Congo and Nigeria and all that stuff. That was touching, man. That blew me away. But to go ahead and listen to some of the stories and some of the stuff, some of the accounts of back then, what was going on back then, not necessarily from my family, but what was going on back then, man, it really, really, you know, knocked my socks off, man. And so you're not even going back even to go ahead and know who you are and where you came from. Why isn't that important to you?
Well, maybe because I need to find myself first. You see, we have to understand, just as you and I are talking, and if we had a person here that doesn't understand their own personal existence, and then you tell them, and they already all screwed up, and you tell them all of this is unreal. We're just here. You know what? You might as well go out and just start loading up the shotgun and just shooting up everybody you think that.
What the hell would that fucking solve? And that's a goddamn illusion. I mean, you don't let nobody stand no fucking illusion. You want people to go ahead and deal with reality. That makes everybody better and safe. Yeah, it makes everybody, how do you put it, man? If the world would go ahead and deal with reality instead of this fantasy, the man would be better off. It's similar to that. And I just don't think, you guys are dealing with a lot of reality here, man. I mean, you're dealing with a lot of fantasy shit. You know?
Well, I mean, but you
fantasy,
saying,
one of those fantasy things is that fucking talking snake, and you ain't addressed that shit either.
Yeah, I've addressed it. I have addressed it. Listen.
Talking circles again.
No, I'm going to answer your question again. And it ain't even complicated. A parrot can talk. We have no, listen, whoever created all of this, whoever decided who's going to get what, had nothing to do with you and I. So how can I sit here and say, well, there's no such thing as a snake with lungs?
Go ahead and address that. Come on, stop that. Stop, Jerome. You smarter than that. Stop it.
I'm not saying. All I'm saying to you, All I'm saying to you is that who am I to say that it could not? And maybe communication was different back then. Maybe it was grunt and growl. Maybe they were doing sign language. Who knows? I wasn't there. You feel me?
Ooh, man, you drunk.
I'm listening. Now, let me ask you a question.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm running out of liquor, man. I need to play at something else. Michael, give me another bottle of wine, man, because your ass is fucking doing me, man. You got me cracking up too motherfucking much, man. Hold on, man. I'll be right back.
Too much rude boy, they are rude. See the prison them overload. Too much rude boy, they are rude. See the prison them overload.
I and I am on the bingy man a chan chan. See the rest of man the bingy man a chan chan. I and I am on the bingy man a chan chan. See the rest of man the bingy man a chan chan. We like
take a look.
Couple did daddy that get kill overnight, and the rich have it plenty. They enjoy their money while the poor in the ghetto, they have no penny. They work every day, low wage for their pay. The system never get better, it get worse every day. Still, I and I am on a chan chan. See the rest of man, the biggie man a chan chan. See the Naya man, the biggie man a chan chan. I and I am on the biggie man a chan chan.
Too much rude boy, they are rude. See the prison them overload. Too much rude boy, they are rude. See the prison them overload. Back with you, gun. Diamond and chant them down. Back with you, gun. Every day you're a neck, man down.
With a flattering lips and a lying tongue. Implicating to the youth, said better days are gonna come. Then I care about your life, family or your wife. But there's no speech nor no language where the voice is not heard. I say,
chant them down, chant them down.
I and I am on a chant. See the rest of man, the bingy man, a chant. See the Naya man, the bingy man, a chant. I and I am on the rest of man, a chant.
Take a look, see how it's a man. She said that the system no right.
Every day you find a couple dead body that get killed overnight. And the rich have it plenty, they enjoy their money while the poor in the ghetto, they have no penny. They work every day, low wage for their pay. The system never gets better, it gets worse every day. Lord, I and I am on a chant. See the rest of man, the bingy man a chan. See the Naya man, the bingy man a chan. See the rest of man, the bingy man a chan.
Welcome back to the Chef Rob Show. Hey, Jerome, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, man. I thought about angels, man.
Uh-huh. What about them?
You know, someone told me that, that the dimensions of an angel don't match up. What people go ahead and think. So if you told me an angel appeared in your room, should I believe you?
If I told you, yeah, you should believe it.
So if someone told me that an angel is, I forgot that. I got to remember where I saw it. Mike gave it to me. But they said this motherfucker's angel is 10 feet tall. So how the fuck are you going to tell me an angel showed up in your room?
But I didn't tell you that. Now, did I?
What did you, what the hell?
Now, you have to address that to the person that told you.
Oh, man.
That was not me.
Oh, shit.
I have not seen a 10-foot angel, and if I did see one, I would tell you.
Any black angels, you know, angels black?
I have no clue.
Yeah, you ain't got no clue. So you know anybody who's seen angels?
No, I don't.
Damn it. That shit flying around and shit.
No, you're asking me. Nah, I mean...
Yeah, I'm asking.
Pardon?
Yeah, I'm asking you, man. I'm going to deal with that dimensions thing because I got something else to throw at you real quick. So go ahead, tell me about your angels.
I have not seen any.
You ain't seen none. So, okay, I'm going to deal with Noah's Ark. Tell me about the dimensions of Noah's Ark.
I'm not a boatman. So I mean,
but it's in the Bible. I can't remember where. Let me see. It's a little bit after when Noah started building the ark. We're still in the Genesis, okay? So Noah started building that ark. You know, he was a drunk and all that shit. You know, but he built his ark. It was 300 cubits long, 4 to aft, and about 75 cubits from port to starboard. You know what that means?
No, I don't.
It was the cubits, okay? So when you go ahead and put those cubits up and go ahead and do the conversion, it turns into feet. It's like 1.25 cubits. So it was kind of like, I think it was like 500 feet from fore to aft. And it was something like 125 feet from port to starboard. So that's like front to back, left to right.
How long did it take to build this ark?
Yeah, you know, and I can deal with that too, because that's some bullshit too. But I've seen ships being built.
Long?
You know how many guys is building these fucking boats? You know, I've seen U.S. naval ships being built. So you know, this thing about this family building this goddamn ark is a fucking lie. You know how many years that would take? That would take him about damn near his whole fucking entire life, his kids, his grandkids, to build this fucking boat. Please get out of here, man.
Not to go ahead
and hold up with these, you know, with what they said they had on it. That just don't make no sense. I told you, man. I had a detail on the Navy ship, man. Okay.
How long would it take for them?
I hated that shit.
How long would it take for them to build this ship?
It never was built. Is my point. So I'm trying to go ahead and get you to see that shit, man. I spent time on a boat, man.
Well, let me ask you a question, dude.
Uh-oh, here we go. Hold on, let me breathe. Shit, I'm running out of reef. Go ahead.
And this is not a Jedi question. This is not a mind trick.
Your shit is some Jedi shit, man.
Oh, no. This one here, I want you to give me the answer because you seem to have no imagination on whether or not people work with me here. Seeing how you have the dimensions, the all that kind of stuff.
It's in the Bible.
No. Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Who built and or when was the first ship built? And who built it?
Well, it had to be some Africans build that. So who built it, I'm not quite sure.
Why not? Why are you not sure?
I can find that out. Okay, go, wait, hold on, because I know maritime travel wasn't, you know, Europeans weren't doing that. Okay, maritime travel, that was Africans, and they taught other motherfuckers. So who exactly done that, I don't have that answer, but I can get it for you.
But my point to you is that for us to get here, even to America, right, the ship wasn't built here in America. Where was it built at?
What do you want me to, what kind of stuff? Let me take this call, man. That didn't make no sense. Hold on. I got the hand up. Say, 724-610. The line is open. Station name. Hello?
Am I on?
How you doing?
I'm good, sir. How about you?
I'm all right. How you doing? What's happening?
Hey,
you have a...
Excuse me?
You have a question?
Yeah, I've plenty of questions.
Okay, let's deal with one question first. What's the first question?
Wait, what was that question I was going to ask?
I don't know. You should have wrote it down.
George.
You need pen and paper? I'll give you a pen. You want pen and paper? You can write down the next question.
Why is the picture steak on your show?
I'm a chef.
Oh, you're a chef. That's cool.
Okay, you got another question?
Yeah. George, what was that question?
Okay. Hold on. I'll come back to you, okay? Just hold on. Write them down. I'll come back, all right?
What?
All right, let him write his questions down. Him, she, whatever that is. I don't know what the hell that was. Fuck it, that was. Okay, Jerome?
Yes, sir.
I got sidetracked. Answer my question.
Yeah,
what was that?
The question was, is that when was the first ship built? Okay, now we know that there was a ship built to bring us, our ancestors, over here to America, and that was a pretty big ship. And so, yeah, it was a pretty big ship. To my knowledge, I mean, I don't know. You're a ship man, so somehow that ship was built in a time where, you know, like I said, you're the ship man. You're the boat man. So. What did it take to build those ships that brought us over here? Somebody had to build the first ship. Whether or not it's the...
I'm not, you know, I'm trying not to interrupt, okay, but you know, here's the problem I'm having with. How are you tying that period into the time that, you know, Noah's Ark was built? I'm not understanding that.
Well, you're the one that seems to think that the ship could not be built. No, whether or not it was built to the specs.
It was him. Yeah. It was just Noah. Did you listen, man? Hold on, man. Put my pencil away, man. I told you I'm going to stick this pencil right through this phone and hit you in the mouth. Look, man, the thing was, you know, it was Noah and his family helping go ahead and build that ship. It takes a lot of people to go ahead and build a boat, man. You need to go ahead and check that out, especially one made from wood, just straight wood. Not like going ahead and putting all these boats together made with steel. It's a little different, but it's a whole lot of stuff involved with that. You got to visit a shipyard one time, man. It just don't add up. I'm telling you, just don't. And then, like I said, you know, you didn't account for the animals in Australia. I've been there, you know, so you know marsupials down there, blah blah blah. You know, you didn't. That don't make no sense.
You're not gonna answer my question.
It shouldn't be a question. That's what I'm trying to tell you, man.
Why? I mean, I'm not entitled to ask a question. Now, if you just say that you don't know.
But your questions are going to go ahead and legitimize the story. I tell you, there ain't no fucking story. That's some bullshit. It's made up, and it was made up for mind control. And it's doing what you're doing right now. Not really identifying the problems of the neighborhood.
And who is ultimately
behind the problems.
I have no issue with Noah's Ark. You're the one with the issue. Whether or not the boat sailed, sank, or came out the sky, it doesn't matter to me. It matters to you.
Again,
you understand what I'm saying?
Again, you dodge it. Okay, man.
No, I had the question. You didn't have the question. Apparently, there's a misunderstanding. I'm just saying to you that as far as the boat is concerned, you're the one that's saying that the boat never happened. The whole story, it might have been a rowboat.
It could have. Here, let me throw something else at you. No matter how much, you can look at it from a lot of different angles, okay? And here's another angle, okay? So you're going to tell me that you had omnivores, grass eaters, next to carnivores, and there was no chaos for 40 days and 40 nights? What were they eating and what were they dumping the shit? I mean, think about all that.
Well, maybe they were animal trainers. I don't know. That's why we have a circus, isn't it? Circus animals live together.
Did you see, what was that dude's name? I don't remember his name. One of them lion handlers guys in Las Vegas. Circus guy get chewed up on his lions.
No, can I say something?
Hey, I'm trying to tell you, man, man ain't got dominion over his animals, man.
Can I tell you, why is it you think that just because of this day and age that the people back then weren't as smart as we are? Now, maybe they didn't have the same resources that we have. They didn't have the locks and the electronic doors. But it is apparent that nothing is, and I don't want to go into the word on you because I believe this is true, nothing is new under the sun. It's just that now, in this day and age, we are more so electronic. We're more so everything's on the computer. You know, you got now they communicated it back then in their way. Now, we have to look at the fact that it was not about a world back then. Because, and I'm not going to even say because I was not there, but it was not about a world. It was about wherever they were, everything existed and it grew from there. Do you agree with that, sir?
Hell no.
You
that was some bullshit, but I just let you keep talking. Finish. Go ahead. You finish? More bullshit, man. Look,
so
you are smarter than those people been back then, man. You know,
that is not even true.
Hold on.
How you
know, in a whole lot of ways. But, you know, you are smarter.
No,
far as the technology is concerned, but intellectually, I think a lot of times a lot of people right now are not as smart. Because we got people going ahead. You still got people that believe in superstitions and mythology instead of going ahead and believing in real life shit, man. So you know,
what does that have to do with being smart?
You are smarter because you got these different technologies. You can operate these different technologies. If you can go back in time and bring somebody from back then and bring them now, they would know how to go ahead and deal with your phone. Maybe they would know how to go ahead and lock your damn door because that kind of technology wasn't around back then either.
That doesn't make them smarter. It's just that the resources.
I said that makes. It was two different smarts I dealt with. Okay, you know, listen. Stay with me.
Oh, but you can't listen. That's just like a little bitty baby who has no resource. The only resource they know is they open their eyes, they want to eat. Now, as they grow older, they begin to get involved.
A baby's driven by hunger. That's different. That is so different. And then the only way they know how to go, you know, man, you can't throw that in there.
You're misinterpreting what I'm saying to you.
You know what? Don't throw that in there. When your ass get birthed to you, that's when you can talk about babies. Don't do that.
What I'm saying is that the learning is different now. Just like you said, back then they couldn't build a boat. By your standards, they couldn't. Somebody had to build the first boat and the first big boat. So somebody, somewhere in there, the knowledge came from way back then. It didn't come from 1979. It had to come from way back somewhere else to even imagine to build something to go on the water and come all the way across. Are we in agreement with that?
Hell no, this shit sounds crazy. Let me show you something, man. Okay, you know, being a chef and some other crazy shit in my life, I see it like this. You know, you're catching food, okay? You know, I think that humans are driven by hunger for a whole lot of shit. That's why they migrated and went to other places, okay? You know, they got a yearning and a taste for fish. So getting out there trying to get the fish, you know, the fish weren't going along the shore. You can only do so much with nets and all that other shit. So getting out there trying to get that fish in deeper waters, that's what go ahead and created them damn boats. I don't believe none of the shit you just said. That didn't make no fucking sense.
Why is it that there isn't anything, zero, that I have said you disagree? Everything I say, you just disagree. And the only thing I'm saying to you that logically, and
hunger,
I heard
man was hungry. That's why they got to travel and got on boats. And that happened way before this. No, man. You know what, man? No, come on, Jerome. Wake up, man. Fuck.
Work with me.
I'm trying. You're a lot smarter than that, Jerome. I'm like, man, I should have slammed your head in the door one damn time, man. Your ass, that shit's all crazy.
It's only crazy because you want, if it has anything that's connected to the Bible, then you say it's crazy. All I'm saying,
hell yeah.
anything about a miracle in the Bible. I have not said anything about any of that.
Miracles. Hey, wait. Did dude ask you where the miracles are today? Why didn't any of the God's miracles, Jesus' miracles, be around today?
I don't think about any of those. I'm not defining whether or not somebody can grow some darn legs after the legs is gone. I haven't seen it and I ain't heard of it.
Oh, my goodness, man.
So I'm not going to repeat and say, oh, yeah, it can be done. Maybe it can.
It can't be done.
I said maybe.
You know what I do? I'm going to tell you something, man. I wasn't going to share this, but I'm going to tell you something. You know, sometimes, man, when I need a good laugh, I turn to one of these channels, man, a religious channel, and I watch them go ahead and heal people. That shit be funny as hell. Anyway, man.
What does that have to do with whether or not the Bible is real or fake? What does that have to do with?
Nothing. Okay. I give you that one, man. But it's good comedy. Goes, goddamn it, shit. That's some real good. That's real funny shit. Especially when they be trying to heal people. Yeah, it got a lot to do with this, man. So where are all the miracles now? He helped blind people see and did all this other stuff, man. How come anybody else going ahead and getting their sight back?
You said how come?
What?
Did you say how come?
Yes, why not?
So you're saying those people, whoever they are, there's no way possible that they can have such...
Hey, wait, hold on. What the hell are you doing, eating chips? Knock off that damn noise, man. For real, man. What? Go on here, tell me, explain to me, man.
So you're saying that none of this can exist. Yes,
no
question.
No, man. Shit. You know something? Let me throw something else at you, man. It's them wine references in the book, man. You know, when those fuckers was writing this damn book, man, they was drunk a whole lot of times. Did you know that? You know, the church outlawed wine, liquor, and spirits in the 12th century. Did you know that?
No, I was not aware.
Yeah, see, that's because your ass don't want to go ahead and look up shit. You know, want to accept this one goddamn book is truth and fact. But they outlawed the use of liquor and alcohol in the 12th century.
So you say the Catholic book is a farce. You say the Holy Quran is a farce. You say the Jehovah Witness book is a farce. The Buddha book is a farce. Did I miss any?
It's all fire starter. Throw it on the grill. Put it outside. Burn them. Burn that shit. It ain't worth nothing. Don't mean nothing. Now, give it to the Rastafari and let them smoke it. I mean, why you say all that?
Why do I say all of that?
Yeah.
Because from your logic, I don't understand what is the purpose. Listen to me now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can help me with this. What is the purpose of trying to help and save people? Watch this now. If after they leave here, they're gone. There's nothing else happening.
Hey.
Why even worry about it then? No.
Hey.
Why even worry about people suffering? Let them suffer and go.
Hey, did my man go ahead and tell you and say, hey, look, you know, next time you go to a funeral, put a cell phone in the casket that's got a lot of minutes on it, and tell them to call you from the other side. Did my man tell you that, man?
He didn't mean that.
He didn't mean that? Man, that's funny, man.
You know why he didn't mean it?
Why he didn't mean it? Tell me.
Because he didn't believe in that. So how can you justify it by saying that a miracle that could happen by leaving a cell phone in a casket and the person will call you from the other side? Now, is that some supernatural stuff? What would you mean that? So he did not mean that, all right?
You're killing me, man. You're killing me.
No. See, you can't have it both ways. You can't do that one, buddy. So Hello?
Man, I don't even know how to answer that, man. That's just, that's, you wow, man. Home.
You sure don't, do you? And I don't expect for you to try either.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, you give me cramps in my stomach, man. That shit funny as hell, man. That's funny.
But that's real. Okay? Now, you can say that all this other stuff is under the Bible, the miracles are unreal, and yet you're going to justify him by saying to put a phone in a cab and phone the other side? Come on now.
I won't say that, man. But, hey, look, put that phone there, man. Let the motherfucker know, man. Shit.
That ain't real, buddy. And we can't go there, okay? That's probably in the book that you wrote.
I did what?
That's in the book that you wrote.
Nah, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here's his. Maybe you didn't get his point. Okay, it's to let us know what's on the other side.
No, I got his point.
But let me finish. It's to let us know what's on the other side. So if it's so great, if you go to heaven, if it's so great, send somebody go ahead and let us know. An eyewitness account, man. Why you gonna get that, man? What's wrong, brother? I ain't gonna hug you. I guess I don't do no hugging a man. I don't do none of that shit, man. But I go here and let somebody else hug you. You need some comfort and stuff.
That's what we do as Christians.
I'm not gonna hug you like I said, but I got $10. I get one of them things over there. But you need to go ahead and really pay attention. Nobody going to the other side.
Listen to me. You're not a Christian, so we don't expect for you to.
Oh, so only Christians going to the other side.
No. But see, you don't care what happens to the rest of us. Because you said it, hey, there's nowhere for you.
You mean I don't care what that... Wait a minute, Jerome. Come on. We didn't talk wrong. Jerome, that's wrong to say some shit like that.
No. You said, listen to what you said. You said that when we leave here, and what he said was when you leave here, you're done. You can stick a fork in it. You can stick a fork in it. That's what he said. You didn't use
that. Yes, that's it.
Okay,
yeah, that's
what you think if you die.
No.
See, now you're not making sense. So there is some supernatural stuff. In it. Come on now, you about to mess it up.
You just told me that. Hey, look, you died, and you go to another.
No, you got.
Hey,
to
so
mess
where
it
is
up.
This other place now? I done been on a lot of planes.
No, but
so
no.
So where is this other place? Where is heaven?
I think you have crossed the line.
How the fuck did I cross the line? What the hell does that mean?
You said, and he said, that when we leave here, it's over. There's
okay,
nothing.
Okay, we passed that. We can come back to that a little bit later.
So
I'm asking you, where is heaven? Because I flew on a lot of, hold on that, brother, hold on. I done flew on a lot of planes. I done flew from the U.S. continent. So tell me,
tell me where
heaven is, because it ain't in them clouds, because I ain't see no people up there.
I think you're trying to Jedi me. Don't Jedi me here now.
How the hell am Jedi?
Let's see. You trying to Jedi me. You got to work this one. You got to fix this one, okay?
I got to do what?
Can you fix it?
I don't fix what? Man, I just asked you a simple question.
No, you're saying that all of this is a joke. The Bible is not real. All of this.
That's why it's tickling the shit out of me right now. That's why I got
crashed. No. You're saying we're just living and existing.
It's crazy. This the best you got, man. I'd have ate his ass up. I mean, you should have brought that motherfucker over here.
I think you done crossed the line.
How?
You done crossed the line.
Oh, what? I mean, what? These legitimate questions?
No, it has no significance.
It has no...
No, because you're saying that if, in fact, there's nothing else after this, why are we sitting here trying to convince people not to... What difference does it make? If you're going to go after you leave here...
Hold your ass. The whole shit was...
Not,
it was created for mind control. Is this...
Control
them
what? What are you controlling?
Jerome, you're on the west side. I live on the west side. We seen three cop monies all over the place. And that's what this shit is. You can see all kinds of fucking hustlers on the west side. You come on, Jerome, I'm from the west side. Man, the fuck are you talking about, man?
I think you crossed the line on
this. Hey, man, the person who invented who this Bible shit to be was a fucking con man, period.
Kelly, erase this show, man, because this year is, you have, listen, you crossed the line, erase this show. Don't let anybody else hear this.
Get out of here, man.
Listen, Kelly, I'm on your side. Do not let anybody else hear this show.
Oh, my goodness, man.
All right?
What, are you running again?
No, listen.
Because you got some superstitions or something?
No, because I have rocked your world, brother. Listen, you can't sit here and justify.
You know what? And don't use that term, man. That just shit down like how that sound. But that you know, you ain't you're just talking in circles as usual.
No, listen. However,
but
you
the amazing part about this is you're a lot more intelligent than that, man.
No. However you want to phrase it, because see, what I've shared with you is my personal feelings. And I'm a logical person. Now, I'm not telling you that folks is walking on water, okay? Whether or not you read it in a book, that's up to you to make that decision, okay? But when you told me that a person can't build this boat, and yet you cannot tell me when the first boat was built, and what size was it?
How the fuck you tie them two in together? That's two different time periods.
No,
what the hell are you talking about?
Listen.
Jerome, hold on now. Man's driven by resources. That's why they migrated. That's why they left Africa and went around the plenty. Okay, and I just told you here, they got a taste for fish. It was along the coast. Boom. The fish was in. They saw that, hey, look, just go ahead and try to figure out a way to get out to the other fucking side. Go get out a little bit further and see what kind of fish is out there. Jumping on a log or pole or whatever the fuck they got out there. That's
Look that one up for me, okay?
You don't need to look it up. Shit.
Tell me when
I already studied that shit already about migration and food patterns and stuff. I'm a chef. What the hell are you talking about? I'm telling you what happened, man.
The first oar. You know, the first rudder.
Come on, man.
Did they get that to where the water didn't get up in there? In the canoe. Was it the canoe first or was it the boat?
Look, man, hold on. We got 90 seconds. If anybody else want to call in and join this conversation, the number is 626-226-1479. Please call in now. I'm going to take a quick break and let Jerome go ahead and get his shit together. Okay.
Hey, love. I see my mama buying her baby cousin on the Sunday. It was the best to be with you. Oh, I see it every day, right before my eyes. Another road boy gets saved from another gunplay. Oh, and it's the system that he provides, the slaying of so much life. But still, steep naked fools wanna go their way. Let me say you're lucky. The jigger happy one of proven skills. They give him joke quick, they kill. Gangsters are living high, like they wanna touch the sky. And they don't care if another man leave or another man die. Who takes the life, don't bother leave it. Takes the life, don't bother leave it. But this is like a sister close, I know everyone. Wanna chuck you, wanna bossy. Don't you brother in a dopey.
Chef Rob Show, having a conversation with my buddy Jerome. Jerome, you there?
Yes, sir.
You know what? I thought about something really quick. Okay, you know, one of our conversations, we talked, and you said everything that's going on today was prophesied in the Bible. Is that correct?
You said, did I say that?
You said something. Okay, did you say that? It was similar. Okay. Maybe you did say exactly those words, but I'm under a lot of stress right now.
No, I said that it says that everything under the sun is nothing new under the sun.
Nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
That's so what does that mean? Are you fucking confusing me again? Hell, what does that mean?
It just means that all the things that we feel are different or new or whatever the case may be have been done before. That's all it means. It doesn't mean that, you know, that we prophesy in anything.
Okay, so it's all been done before?
Yeah, and it's true.
Are you sure about that?
Sure, I'm sure.
Okay, so what was done before?
Well, I mean, just the fact that we would...
Wait. What's being done now that was done before? That's why I want to deal with that specifically, okay?
Well, there were people that did not believe. You understand? There were people that believed that may not believe the exact science that you have come up with, that the book was a joke.
Quit saying me, okay?
You said what?
Quit saying me. I came up with, you know, that you came up with.
What I'm saying is that you made the statement.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? There's nobody else here but you and I that I know of, so... You stated that the book was a joke.
I'm about to bring some more people on.
My point is that are you the first to say that the book was a joke? No, it's been said that from probably who knows how long.
Mm. Okay, I'm going to get a Detroit area code. 313, your line is open. 313 is 282.
Yeah, peace. This is Brother Josh Dan Elevator. How you doing, Rob?
How you doing, Brother John? How you feeling, man?
I'm doing excellent. Listening to the show. Peace to the brother on. I think he said his name is Jerome. How you doing, sir?
I'm great, my brother.
That is great. My brother, it sounds like you are a Christian. Would that be correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, excellent. Which version of the Bible do you use?
King James.
That's great, brother. Okay, I have one simple question for you. Can you name one document that mentions Jesus during the time he lived on Earth?
When you say name a document, you mean a past?
Yeah, do you know any document or were there any people who wrote about him during the time he lived on the Earth? Do you know of one?
Are you talking about now or back then?
Back then, during the time he lived. Not afterwards, but during the time he lived.
Well, the book of Matthew talks about
the, the Bible was composed after the life of Jesus, supposedly, at the Council of Nicaea. I'm talking about there was no Bible back then, and Jesus was, according to the story, was a Hebrew, not a Christian, so there wasn't a Bible. There wasn't a book of Matthew. So is there a document, any document that you know of during his lifetime that mentions him?
I would say no.
It's okay if you don't. It's you know.
No, I'm saying no.
Okay. Well, that's great. Well, you know, that's actually a very, very important question. Well, I have another question for you. Do you know of any document that mentions Moses during his lifetime?
I would say no.
Okay. Do you know of any document that mentions Abraham during his lifetime?
No.
Interesting. Okay. Well, thank you for answering my question, sir.
You're very much welcome.
Okay, Jerome, what happened there, man? Let's analyze and assess what just occurred here, okay? So any of that stuff that the brother just talked about, you can't go ahead and deal with none of that, but you can go ahead and attack me, man. I feel hurt.
Well, no, I mean, his specific
question. You didn't do the Jedi man shit on that brother there, but you got it all of that for me. What the fuck is going on here, man?
No. His question was, did I know? Okay, now, I could have did a Jedi mind trick and said, hey, well, can you be more specific? Or, oh, I didn't have to do that. I mean,
I'm glad you admit
to,
it. Shit.
No, I'm not trying to do a Jedi mind trick on you. But see, he asked me a question. What you do is you have told me that the book and the Bible is a joke.
It is. That brother just go ahead and help reinforce my point.
Well, I don't know why you're saying it's a joke, though.
It's not to be taken serious and literally, okay?
Hey, could I say something, Brother Rob?
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the brothers, I think all people are entitled to practice whatever religion they want. But I also think it's very, very important for black people to really, really study the things we believe and teach to our children at a very, very young and formative age. So I think it's important to have this conversation. And I find it interesting that the brother Jerome actually uses the King James Bible, which among all religious historians and scholars is considered the most inaccurate of all Bible translations. There were hundreds of versions of Bibles before the King James Version. King James didn't have the best. He had the worst translations, actually, from the original Hebrew and the original Greek. Not all of the scriptures were written in Hebrew. Most of them, the New Testament, is in Greek, but you know, King James is Bible. He actually, although he didn't have the, although he had the worst translations, he actually had the best marketing plan. He was he promoted his book. He made it readily available for everybody. That's why it's the number one selling book in the world, I think, of all time, actually, just because he had the best marketing strategy at his time. But I would like for the brother, you know, I obviously can't do it now, but I would actually I'd like for you to study King James and research his life. I think you may find some things interesting about him. One being that, of course, what is well known is that he was a homosexual. But the second part, which is more interesting, is that he was a child rapist. So, you know, all black people who read his version of the Bible, I would suggest that you know, research him and, you know, ask yourself, is that the person who you want to get your version from? As I said, there were hundreds of them before him. And, you know, if the brother researches it, he might even find out that you, as you go back down the wheel of time, you run right back into yourself. A lot of these things are corrupted stories from African mythology. North and West African mythology. I'm actually reading a book right now by Gerald Massey, which is the Egyptian Book of the Dead and the Ancient Mysteries of Amenta, the Book of Going Forth by Day. And he does an excellent job of showing how the Jesus character is actually a corrupted version of Osiris. In fact, the first Jesus started in Egypt, what is called Coptic, while it slips my mind right now, but it was the first version of Christianity before the Nicene Council, because there is no official Christianity until after the white people came together and decided what they was putting in the Bible and what books they were leaving out. That's why you actually, you can find the lost books of the Bible. And if you could, there's actually a scholar out right now, Dr. Arthman, who says that 86%, he says between 86 and 90% of what's in the New Testament that's attributed to Jesus, there's actually no record of the character Jesus ever saying this, and that's a direct result of the different versions. As I said, it was hundreds of versions, so every time somebody wrote a new version, they added their own stories in, or they took some stories out. So, you know, I hope the brother researches it. Another good start would be to get A Chronology of the Bible, A Challenge to the Standard Version by Dr. Yosef Ben Yochanan, a great historian, scholar, and Egyptologist, a black man from Harlem Renaissance, a good friend of Malcolm X. He advised Malcolm X on international law, and a great friend of Dr. John Henry Clark, too. And is a was born and raised a Falasha Jew from Ethiopia. So very, very good on this subject, because he has all the primary documentation. So the brother should probably start by getting his chronology of the Bible, and then you can get dates. And once you get dates of the official version, because, matter of fact, I have mine sitting right here, and I find something very interesting. And he has 10,000 to 6,000 BCE is the stellar calendar in the Nile Valley. Almost 7,000 years later, at 3760 BCE, you have the beginning of the world, according to the Judeo-Christian calendar. So, you know, that is very, very important, because if we have documentation of African people having a calendar 7,000 years before the world supposedly started, then there's obviously a big mistake somewhere. So I hope my brother does some research, and I don't want to take up too much time. Y'all can continue the conversation.
Oh, bro, that was good. You know, I'm trying to point out to him that there's a lot of discrepancies in that book. And he don't want to go ahead and deal with that. He want to turn the question right around to me.
No, there's a study in
But Jerome don't want to study. Don't want to study. Jerome is set with his Bible.
No, you know, a lot of people are like that. A lot of people, you know, Muslims are stuck in the Quran, so I'm not surprised. But the brothers, you know, has is right. I know of a lot of intelligent people who are Christians, you know, and so and know the truth about the Bible and still choose to use it because that's what's best for them. As long as he's productive, that's the most important thing. And as long as he knows the truth, that's really, really what's important. But, no, as I was saying, there was a study in, I think, the early 90s that said there's over 100,000 contradictions in the Bible. It's an entire book written on it called The Contradictions of the Bible.
Yeah, I got that.
You can probably even type that into a search engine and get an entire list of contradictions in the Bible. So, you know, I'm not trying to shake the brother's faith or anything. You know, I ain't saying that your God ain't real or nothing. You know, we're not questioning God. We're questioning the book, you know. All these books are man-made, and, you know, no person is perfect. And then once you actually learn the history of the circumstances surrounding the formation of these scriptures, you find that a lot of these people who play key roles were the very people you would least want to be involved in it. So, you know, it's always very interesting. As I said, you know, King James was a child rapist, you know, raping little boys. And so, you know, as I said, he's not really people you would want to get your version from. But y'all going ahead. I did just want to add that in, though.
Thanks, brother. You know, one of the things, the questions I had for you, Jerome, is like I was asking you earlier was if this was, the Bible was a portrayal of history, why did this guy need to go ahead and write it? I mean, who gave him authorization to rewrite history?
Are you asking the question?
Well,
sorry?
Go on ahead, my brother. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Was he asking me a question? Well, I mean, I can't.
Either one of you guys can ask. You first, Jerome.
Well, I just want to say that I cannot, just as you hear the history of the person, the significance of it to me is that if it helps me in my life to become a better person, then what's wrong with it? You know, whether or not I believe in people walking on water is not significant to me. It's just not. Now, if I'm going to sit here and debate on whether or not somebody can, then that's got to be significant to the other person.
I don't think it's healthy to think people can walk on water. I would hope you would take that as some sort of symbolism and not literally.
Exactly. And a lot of it is related to a lot of symbolism. And unless you understand that, you will get crossed up between whether or not man is going to fly off the mountain or not. I mean, if he does do it, hey, you know, he probably got a back propeller.
Okay, Jerome, hold on. Let me ask you a quick question, man. Because you said stuff was prophesied in the Bible, right? The stuff they're doing today, they're doing back. The stuff they're doing today, the stuff they were doing back when. So they was flying planes back then?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, there's people jumping out of airplanes back then?
No. That's not what. I never said anything about people jumping out of airplanes. I said if I saw a person jump out of a plane and can fly, now he's got to. At the end of the day, he's got to prove it.
So who was flying back then?
I've never said anybody was. I said, just like we talked about the man walking on water, I'm saying to you that it's probably was symbolization.
But everything going on today was prophesied. Isn't that what you said?
Well, people are flying, aren't they?
So now, where is it mentioned in the Bible that people will be flying?
That's a good question.
I've never said that they mentioned it.
But you said everything was prophesied. Everything is going on today.
Oh, I never said anything like that. I said that.
Oh.
I didn't say anything about prophesied. I said that everything under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun.
I asked you what that meant. I didn't understand what you were talking about, but I'll let you keep talking anyway. So everything under the sun, you got to break that down a little bit better than that.
No, what it's saying is that the difference of this era now and the era back then is that everything is more resource. Back then, they didn't have resources. They were still walking. No.
Are you really sure about that, man?
100%. Now, what I mean by resources is that they didn't have cars and all those kind of things that we have now. People were still able to get around.
Mm.
You know, there were no supermarkets back then. They probably had the little farms, the little food stands.
They had markets. They didn't have what you have with the current modern day markets. But you can go ahead and see if you took a trip to, like, you know, parts of the area where here in Chicago where other groups come into the city. And they set up their outdoor markets. You got the farmers markets. It was, you know, stuff was similar to that, man. So they didn't have these big food chain type restaurants. I mean, grocery stores. No, but they had markets. That's what a market is, where people buy and sell shit.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So nothing's new. All it is that it's an umbrella over the top.
Okay. So how does that go ahead and address, you know, where their planes back then? If everything was prophesized and they were doing all the same thing, you need to address the planes.
Well, you're talking about an existence of time. You know, you can't have a skyscraper. Mm. The skyscraper was never there. Now, for us, these things are normal things. But, see, you're the one that's going all the way back thousands of years. Everybody doesn't look back that far. You know, when we talked about the boat.
Don't you think the problem?
Do I
you know what? In order to go ahead and solve it, look.
Do I think it's
here's
problem?
Another one. If you got, you're saying, I can't even think of a real good one. But look, you got to go ahead and see. You got a problem. You got to go ahead and analyze the problem first. You got to go ahead and see how it got like that. Then you got to go and see how long it's been like that. Okay? In order to go ahead and solve that problem. We got a problem. That's what my whole thing is. I've been trying to tell you for all this time. We got a problem. And one way to go ahead and solve it is to put that goddamn book down.
And then do what? And then just sit back. Wait. And then let's go back to
You have to go ahead. Look, put that damn book down and explore yourself. And you got to go ahead and bring what you find in your history to modern day. That's what you have to do. So you can compete with what's going on out here.
So we can go ahead and be
a people in a culture.
Because what we're doing now,
that shit ain't fucking working.
No. Why do I need to do that? What about these people that have no consciousness that can't even read?
You need to do that, man. You got kids, man. You don't look out for their future. What kind of shit is that to say?
Well, my son is a Christian. Okay.
And I mean, is he safe? Everything all right for him? That motherfucking cop, man.
No,
don't make me go there, man. Don't do that.
No. Everything is not all right for him. But see, when you mentioned that,
Look, you got to look out for your boy's future. You still his daddy. You're going to be the daddy till the day he dies. But you still need to go ahead and go, if you ain't had that conversation with him, and you know the one I'm talking about, but you still got to let him know what's out here. You understand what I'm saying? And you got to let him know the truth and facts. You can't go ahead and have him go ahead and walk around oblivious to what the fuck is going on by going ahead and feed him fantasy shit all the damn time. You got to tell him who he really is, how he got here.
I'm agreeing with you, but all I'm saying to you is that if you believe beyond the shadow of a doubt that there is no existence after this, what is the problem?
How is that going to go ahead and help your son? Tell me.
No. That's you're not answering my question. That's a Jedi mind. What?
No, it ain't. How is that going to help your son? Here's the thing about going ahead and helping your son. Okay, you got to let him know when he encounters the bullshit, the racism, the other crap that's out here. You got to let him know how it got that way. And if your ass don't go ahead and fucking know, he going to be oblivious and he going to have some problems later on.
He going to have problems anyway.
So when he shouldn't have no problems anyway.
Yeah, he's going to have problems.
He got his dad. What, you still supposed to be in his life?
No, I am in his life, but is he special?
Yes, he's special because he's your son. He's a black child. What kind of shit are you saying, man? What the fuck?
No, but you listen, all I said to you now, and I understand what you're saying to me, but you're saying it as if I'm going by what you shared with me. You said our existence here is, at the end of the day, we out of here. When it's all said and done, it was just all a mirage. It was all a fantasy.
Sure the fuck was. You know, you explained to me somebody went to the, like I said again, explain, you show me somebody went to the other side and came back. Show me where that shit, I didn't explain. Show me where that heaven thing is. Look,
if I live to the end of whatever comes, I was just another
piece of bacteria.
There you go.
So what do you teach your son about this world? Before you go.
What do I teach? I teach him to get as much knowledge as the Creator will allow him to get. Okay? I'm not trying to do mind control. He's going to think for himself. That makes sense?
Hell no. Damn well that it makes sense. You probably couldn't repeat it.
I'm not trying to do mind control on my son. I want him to learn to think for himself.
How you thinking for
him? Can I ask you a question?
Okay. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, you said you don't want to use mind control. You want your son to think for himself. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Is that what you said, sir?
Exactly.
Okay. Did you raise your is your son a Christian, first of all?
He sure is.
Did you raise him as a Christian?
He knows from day one. From day one.
So from day one, you raised him to be a Christian.
Exactly. And I'm not just saying that, but literally, he is.
How do you think of himself?
So if he was raised as a Christian from day one, how could that be the case? And at the same time, you gave him freedom of choice. Where he wasn't brainwashed. That doesn't. If he was a Christian from day one and still is, where did the choice come in? What other choice did you offer? Make available?
Well, no. He's 14 years old now.
Okay.
Now, when he becomes of age, 21, 22, he is going to go on to make his own decision.
Okay, I understand. Pardon self, I didn't know his age. If he's 14, then okay, I understand. He hasn't got to that age yet. Okay, that's understood.
So Jerome, you gonna let your son come to my cooking class?
He sure can. Just don't teach him all that profanity. Don't teach him, you know, now is he coming to your cooking class to learn to cook or what?
Hell yeah, I'm going to teach him the history of food.
Or is he coming so you can teach him?
I'll teach him the history of food.
Yeah, I know you'll be taking him in the other kitchen, talking about, okay, now, don't even listen to what your dad said, man. Here's what's really happening.
No, I ain't going to say that. Well, he'll figure it out. Okay. But look, one of the food myths I try to go ahead and break down is people with that pork issue. And I try to tell people, basically, you basically got it's different types of pigs, okay? But the two top ones are pretty much domesticated pig, and then you got this feral hog, these wild ones, and that's the boars. You know, domesticated pigs, you can feed them almost anything. That's what because you got them corralled and contained. So when I hear people go in and say, pigs eat garbage and they're trash, they're the scum of the earth and all that other stuff, don't eat them, all that stuff. They're a cross between this one really killed me. Somebody told me a pig is a cross between a dog, a cat, and a rat. So I put that together, and I was saying, man, this thing would be just uncontrollable. A cat can go ahead and a pig that size would go ahead and be able to leap over this my house. You have the cunning and smarts of a dog, and then a rat, and go ahead and sneak through a whole lot of stuff, and they had teeth out this world. So that just don't make no sense. But when you look at feral hogs, feral hogs are living on the land, and they eating real good, and they exercising. You can probably catch a domesticated pig, but you can't catch one of them. And them things that's clean, a lot cleaner than these pigs you put in those pens and feed the garbage and slop, so they can fatten them up, so you can have good meat. And I try to break that down to people, and people still tell me I'm nuts.
Well,
that's one of them food myths that comes from religion, Jerome. Oh,
okay, no, I was going to ask you a question on that. In considering that, all of these animals and all of these recipes that have been created, and I assume there had to be some studies going on to make us understand who and what we can eat, because I don't see us eating lions and tigers, you know what I'm saying? And yet we're eating certain animals.
No. You eating what you've been controlled to eat. That's what
okay.
you're doing.
So we don't.
Okay,
eat
so you know, and what was the problem with a lot of black folks, especially today, is they were a few years back. Black people had dinners together. They took a little bit more time to go ahead and to cook a meal. And spend more time with the family, because you can go ahead and spend more time with the family. If you go ahead and really pay attention to what's going on the holidays, we were having that a lot more. But here's the bigger problem. We're going ahead eating all this convenient stuff, processed stuff. Quick, let's get it. I got to go. I got to do this. And we've gotten used to that. You know, in this city we live in, Jerome, I got the demographics of this town. And they got what you call food deserts. You know, ain't no stores around here, but you can find, you know, grocery stores that go ahead and have really viable food, but you can find a fast food place almost on every corner. Is that correct, Jerome?
100%.
So,
well, I'll say every other corner.
So destroying, that was another thing, because our diet was much, much healthier. That was another reason why a lot of people was taken into slavery, because they were good people as far as agriculture was concerned, and they spent time in the sun, but they knew what they were doing. Where you at on that, Jerome? You agree with that?
Well, I mean, I agree, but I mean, I was asking you a question which you never did answer.
See that? You don't want to deal with none of my questions. What's your question, Jerome? Go ahead, man. Because I was gonna finish up, but go ahead.
Now, why is it that we don't eat lions and tigers?
Okay, so coming to that, they're not indigenous to this. They're not in this area. A lot of times you can go ahead and consume what's in that area, fruits, the vegetables, the meats.
Mm.
Does that answer your question?
To an extent.
Now, you can go ahead and get you some deer penis or some lion penis if you want. They sell them at the Chinese store. They grind them up. Is that what you want?
I don't think so.
I'm glad. Thanks. Phew. Scared the shit out of me. But you can get a lot of that stuff, man. You can get whatever you want. Go ahead and get some beer, some bear meat, anything. But if it ain't in your area, you're definitely not going to see it. They don't have that in those areas. Jerome, I've been in those stores around there. Where your office is, almost every grocery store around there I've been into. Taking notes. I just don't understand why a lot of them are open. I just don't get it.
They pay off.
It what?
Pay off.
Yeah, it's a payoff. And people are glad to take that money because it's destroying our people.
Nothing new under the sun, my brother. Nothing new under the sun.
Nothing new under the sun.
It's been going on since the beginning.
So this is one of those things where I'm trying to tell you, but this is not no coincidence. This is basically by design. And to go ahead and have a lot of people not even go ahead and get out and say too much about it, I'm telling you, again, it comes back to sitting in your hands, and Jeeves is going to come and help you one day.
He will.
Well, our people are in dire straits right now. Shouldn't they have been here a long time ago?
You got to remember one thing. And maybe
New Orleans and Haiti, and what's going on throughout? What's going on in the U.S. right now? What's going on in Africa? I mean, I don't. This is more critical. It should be here more than this time here than any other time in history.
So what does it all mean? What does it all worth?
Where's he at?
Who? Where's who at?
The Savior.
Listen. What is it all worth if your theory?
Where is the Savior? Stop that.
Listen.
Savior.
If your theory makes any sense, what's it all worth if you're telling me that all of this is just a waste of time?
So you shouldn't do anything? Is that what you're telling me? That's why you don't go, you're really not active? Other people should be that way? Just go ahead and accept what's going on?
I'm saying that, hey, folks are being locked up.
Bullshit,
you know,
say it.
Because of their beliefs. They believe there's no God. They believe that all of this.
Wait. Ain't nobody being locked up because of their beliefs. Stop. Don't tell that lie.
Oh, yeah. That's the truth.
You got tons of Christians in jail, too, though. So, you know.
You know what? The jails are. Look, the jails are filled. As a prison population, it's 86% Christian. You hear me, Jerome?
That's irrelevant.
Oh, Jerome, you.
That's just, no. What I'm saying is whether or not your belief does not establish whether or not you're going to go to jail or not, but your belief does establish what how you're going to live. Okay, it does establish that.
Can I ask you a question? Are you saying that Christians are more moral than people with other religions? No, that's a serious question. Is that what you're suggesting?
That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we all are going down directions, whether or not we believe, don't believe, we want to believe, we should believe. We all are going to go in directions. And my only just to Brother Rob is that if he tells me that his belief is that all of this is a joke, then what is the significance?
All of what is a joke? Are you talking about religion?
The religion. He says all Bibles are. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So if when we leave here, it's over with, what is the purpose of us trying to change people, you know?
Well, here, I have a well.
How's it to change a person to be better if the only thing they think of is that hatred is cool?
Now, how old is the Bible, my brother?
I have no clue. And I'm not going
to. Now, it obviously has to be less than 2,000 years, because Jesus was 2,000 years ago. As I said earlier, it comes from the Council of Nicaea, but we'll give it 2,000 years. Well, according to Bible chronology, you had at least 3,000 years of history before then. Hold on, let me go back to this and we get this correct date. And so, the beginning of the world is 3,760 B.C. So that's 3,760 years before the Bible, if we give it 2,000 years. Okay, now, it sounds like you're saying that Rob is wrong, saying that we cannot survive without the Bible, or we can survive without the Bible, and you seem to disagree. So I would have to ask you is, how were we able to survive for 3,700 years before the Bible and flourish? Humanity flourished very well, I would say, in those 3,000 years. You had, you know, many great empires. So, How were those people able to survive and thrive if they did not have the Bible?
Well, I think that we do agree that slavery is in the mind. You know, and that's why you had people
I think you may have misunderstood me. I'm not asking about slavery, sir. I'm asking how the people before the Bible was created, how those people survived and thrived if we cannot live without the Bible.
But I never said
do you understand?
No, I've never
right,
said
it sounds, right, it sounds, but it sounds, you didn't say that exactly, but you are disagreeing with Rob who says that we can survive without, you know, religion. And so
So you
agree with them that we can survive without religion? Do you agree with Rob that we can survive without religion, sir? Or do you disagree with him?
I disagree.
You disagree, okay. Then my question still stands. How were we able to survive for 3,700 years, according to Bible chronology? How are we able to survive and thrive all of that time without religion?
Well, see, now that's very interesting, because if you're saying that we survived and thrived, and it took our time for us to get to where we are today, okay, why is it that the Bible does say where we're going?
Why is it that the Bible doesn't say where we're going?
No, that it does say.
Well, first I would have to ask you, where does it say we're going?
To the end of the
world.
We
have to agree on that first.
No, we're going to the end of the world. That's the ultimate, at the end of all of this. Now, whether or not it's
right.
My time, we don't know. But it's coming eventually.
Do you bear witness to science, or are you one of the religious people who don't do science at all, or do you not have a problem with science at all?
When you say
I have to ask you that. Yeah, do you have a problem with science? I know some religious people, you know, don't believe in evolution, don't believe in science and stuff. You know, are you one of those people? I have to ask you that before I make my next comment.
Well, when you say evolution, you mean that the ball...
Do you believe in science? Do you have a problem with science, sir? I'm not asking about evolution. I'm asking about science. Do you have a problem with science?
No.
No, okay. Okay, great. Well, scientists, mainly astrophysicists, determine that the Earth is approximately about... 5 billion years old, 4 to 5 billion years old, and that the Earth will be here relatively unharmed for at least another 10 to 20 billion years until our sun explodes. So I think we could all, you know, all scientists at least are in agreement that the world's not going to end. You say that the world is going to end. What evidence do you have that the world is going to end, since you aren't opposed to science?
Well, my evidence is that once I'm gone, it ain't going to matter no way.
I think you would agree, though, that you aren't the entire world. And so you didn't say that once that your world was coming to an end. You said the world. You used the word the, which is the definite article, you know, which standardizes and epitomizes something. Like when you say you're the man, you're not saying that you're just a man. You're saying that that's the main man. That's why you say the man. So when you said the world is going to end, I assume you meant the entire world in the religious sense of the world coming to an end. So when Jesus returns.
No,
okay,
no,
so... Yeah, well, there might be sidestepping in, sir. I just want you to be clear so I understand.
What I'm saying is that there could be a nuclear bomb tomorrow. Now, does that mean that the world is going to leave? It sure does.
You know, right, that's kind of speculating, though. I don't want to deal with any speculation, just what we know. And so, but what evidence or what have you seen that will lead you to make that conclusion? I don't want you to speculate about what might happen tomorrow or next week. I want to know about what you've seen today or the days before today that would make you think that the world is going to end.
Man is creating his own destiny. That's
okay,
not
I'm assuming,
on a science basis.
I understand. So according to that, then our destiny, I would have to assume, means that our destiny would be our world is coming to an end. Would you agree? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. That's understood. Okay, so my question was, what evidence have you seen that made you come to this conclusion that we are forming a destiny for the world to end?
Nuclear energy.
Josh.
Nuclear
energy.
There it
Do
is.
Do you need nuclear energy?
Pardon?
Do you need nuclear energy?
I don't know. Do we? I'm not a scientist.
So why did you go ahead and throw the nuclear energy into the whole thing there, man?
Well, they want a nuclear. They they want to nuke each other. That's all, you know. Hey,
I have an interesting question for you, sir. Are you aware that a nuclear or atomic bomb has only been dropped on the planet one time in the history of the world? I'm sure you're familiar with that, with Japan, with the war with Japan, right?
Sure.
Yo, okay. Now, the people who dropped that bomb are Christians, right? The United States of America were a Christian country, correct?
No.
No.
The men who gave that order to drop the bomb were not Christians.
In a sense of what? Of religion?
Was the religion they followed, the men who gave the order to drop the bomb, the nuclear bomb, the only time it's been dropped on the planet, were those men Christians? Were they Christian?
I don't know. I don't know their specific religion. And I don't think that's a significant on pushing that
button. Well, I think it is significant. I think it's significant because earlier you were making the point of the morality that we get from the Bible and we get from religion. The thing is that according to the Christian doctrine, the world's coming to an end. You said through nuclear war. I find it interesting that the same people who are preaching that the world is coming to an end are the only people to have ever dropped a nuclear bomb, which you say will end the world. You don't find that ironic?
I surely don't. I mean, Christians electrocute people all the time in the jail system. Does that?
Right, correct. And the Bible says not to kill, correct? That's not ironic?
No, it's not. No.
It's not hypocritical. It's not contradictory.
It might be, but what does that have to do with whether or not the Bible is real or not?
It has a lot to do with it. If it's some doctrine you should follow, and it's all of its inconsistencies and contradictions.
I think
what are you talking about, man?
I think it's relevant because it would tell us whether or not the people who are preaching to us, who are telling us to be Christian and religious, might not even believe in it themselves. If your Bible tells you you're going to hell if you kill somebody, and the people you just admitted are doing the electrocuting are Christians, that was saying not only contradictory but hypocritical and, you know, a bit ironic. You know, there is some irony in it.
Well,
I
would agree 100%, but see, you have to understand it's called, and we all have this same, good or bad, we have the same gift, and that's called freedom. And how we use it, you know, it's a thin line.
I understand.
I mean,
you mentioned freedom, sir. Are you familiar with the transatlantic slave trade?
To an extent.
Slavery that brought Africans to America. Do you know a little bit about it?
Just a little.
Okay, those people were Christians, correct? Were religious people. You had Christians, Jews, and Muslims, right?
Well, they had a job. Are you talking about the people that brought them here?
All the people involved in the transatlantic slave trade, were they religious? Were they Jews, Christians, and Muslims?
That's kind of like, it's not a trick question, but that's not a...
No, it's not. It's just a question.
I wouldn't know. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know if they were. I have no clue. It really does have no significance.
Well, the reason I asked you is because you just mentioned freedom, sir, and the freedom we get from religion, and I find that ironic that you mentioned that.
Why are we only
slave trade, which took away our freedom, was done by religious people. But I just wanted to know if you thought it was interesting. But I wasn't accusing you of enslaving anybody, sir.
Oh no!
I just wanted to know.
Yes, it's definitely interesting, but I mean, the point is that it goes back to Brother Rob's point of is that if there is no existence after this over, what is the significance of it here now? If when this is all over with, we don't exist, and there is no existence after this, and we can't leave that radio or that cell phone in the casket, what does it all mean?
Well, I think what it means is exactly what it is, and that's life. It's the beauty of life. It seems to be a cruel trick. I understand. It seems to me, at least, to be a cruel trick to make people worry about happiness after life when you could be attaining happiness and peace during life. And
why
so,
are you getting to be
well, that's the thing. I think, you know, religious people, at least from my perspective, seem to not value this world as much as they value the concept of the heaven. And so that's what seems to be strange to me, that people don't see enough good in life itself. Take advantage of that. I think the point of being alive is to take advantage of the first survival of the fittest, and people do what they need to do to survive. I'm a former gang member, sir, so I know a lot of people who lost their lives at very young ages, and I know they didn't want to lose their life. I'm sure that there are millions of people throughout history who wish they could still be living if they could. You know, at least to me, I would think, you know, living is a lot better than being dead. I don't know.
I don't know what's in heaven, but... No, but but not from what Brother Rob has shared with us. Brother Rob shares there is no heaven. It's all over when they set that pine box on us. Because you ain't going to be answering from your cell phone. Am I correct, Brother Robert?
Well, you know...
You might have lost him.
That's interesting, and the Christian concept, you know, Christianity comes out of Judaism, and that's why it's called the Judeo-Christian religion. And so, and when you actually study Judaism, where these teachings come from, you know, the entire Old Testament is basically the Torah, or the original. Hebrews and the current Jews do not believe in the afterlife, which is very interesting. They believe in heaven on earth. As a matter of fact, Jesus is in the Bible, actually, you know, he ain't really talking about no heaven for you to come chill with him in heaven. He said he coming back to earth. He ain't saying he want to chill in heaven. He's saying he coming back to earth to bring heaven on earth. And they say, you know, heaven is in the hereafter, not there or somewhere else after. It says hereafter. And so with those two things, I would think, you know, it makes sense to value life on earth, you know. And you usually find people. Yes, go on ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off, but do you believe that was
right? I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Do you believe there was a Jesus?
No, sir. There's not even a J in the Hebrew language, so it's impossible for any Jew 2,000 years ago to have been named Jesus. So, no, I don't believe.
So you think the all of the book of Matthew, of course, you probably don't know much about those books, but book of Matthew, the book of...
And Matthew's not a Jewish name, sir.
I mean the stories that are in these books. You believe that they're all just Harry Potter?
No, I don't. I think I understand what you're saying. No, I don't believe every story in the Bible is made up. No, there's as much evidence, a lot of these stories, as I was saying when I first got on, when you research them, you actually find a lot of them go back to Africa. A lot of them are actually older than 2,000 years. Christianity is just the newest version of it. White people use Christianity as a geopolitical tool to control people. So it's just a version of it to control the world. But there's an excellent book called The 16 Crucified Saviors, or Christianity Before Christ. That's the entire title of the book. And it goes through all of the people who have, all of the saviors or the crucified saviors that have had the same exact story as Jesus. And it's 15 of them before Jesus ever lived. So, no, there's nobody named Jesus. As I said, it was a Council of Nicaea. This was, you know, a lot of this, a lot of people don't even know that, you know, there's actually not even any Jewish writings of a person named Jesus. All of the, when you research the New Testament, you find out that all the original writings for them come from Greece. That's where they're written in Greek, not in Hebrew. And so when you're talking about Jesus, you have to remember that the Greeks learned from, got all of their learning and teaching in Egypt. There's a great book by the great black scholar, wrote a book in I think the 50s, it's called Stolen Legacy, Greek Philosophy, A Stolen Egyptian Philosophy by George G.M. James, a great scholar. They actually, white people actually killed him for writing that book too, which is interesting. But great book, still stands up to this day, kills all of the classicists, with the Greek classicists who like to talk about Plato and Socrates and all of these people all of the time. So, but all of these people, Socrates, Plato, Diodorus, all of them were students in the Egyptian mystery system. And you would have to study Egyptian chronology to understand what I'm talking about. But there was a period right before Egypt fell. It was taken over by a man named Alexander the Great, who they call him. We call him Alexander the Greek, but Alexander of Macedonia. And he took over Egypt, conquered Egypt, and they have what is called the Ptolemaic Dynasty. And this is the only time you will see Egyptian artwork that looks like white people, because Greece took over. And so they controlled the great libraries. And there's one guy after Alexander the Great died, one of his generals took over, named Ptolemy, and that's why it's called the Ptolemaic Dynasty. He had a white priest named Manetho, who was very, very, very important in history. We actually learned a lot of the Egyptian chronology from Manetho, but he was part of a cult called Serapis, the cult of Serapis. And Serapis is the original Jesus. You didn't have a white Jesus until Serapis. And when you study history, you find out there wasn't even anybody called Jesus. It was Serapis up until the Council of Nicaea. And there were two Councils of Nicaea.